Season 3 with the Tiltcast, Episode 100.
It's satisfying because it's hard!
In this episode, we're going to talk about Dark Souls, Mech Warrior, yeah. Super MNC, and a lot of PAX news, so stay tuned. Just squeaking.
And welcome to the 100th episode of the Tiltcast. That's about it.
Yeah. That's all we're doing this time around.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya. Next time.
That was your video. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, to that side, to the left, is Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yep. Over here is Rex.
Ah.
And I'm Trent. So. And that's Holly.
Hey.
Sorry, when I looked over, I didn't see you.
Oh, yeah. How could you miss me?
You're so fucking short.
Do we go
hide behind the couch?
Like, you guys had me doing yesterday, just duck.
Just duck.
Yeah. That's why I don't like to go out eating places with you. It's just a fucking
retarded.
That guy at the buffet line just looked really weird for your health.
Yeah.
Anyway. She doesn't eat enough.
No, she was eating. It's just, she was, I said, you should try some of the red chicken. She's like, oh, I don't like to eat red things because they're spicy. And I was like, it's not spicy, it's just colored red. I said, this is why I don't like to go out to eat with you, because she's such a fucking retard. And the guy behind her said this look like, oh shit, he's gonna hit
He it. Is literally like right next to me. He just kind of like looks over like,
he's gonna
what
hit
an
it.
Asshole.
He's gonna no, I thought he felt
he didn't
it
even. He didn't even stand up.
I know, I think he felt if he interjected, I would just beat you harder. Which I probably would have.
Probably
yeah.
should.
Yeah.
He did it anyway.
I did it anyways. I don't care, I'll call her.
Just,
hey,
just for
up?
The guy looking.
I'll be like, hey, come over, I need to give you something. She'll have a fucking punch her right in the face. Right when she opens
his
door.
I did need to give you something. A black eye.
Bam. Anyways.
Sorry. Awkwardness aside.
Sorry you had to see that. that's how it works here at the Tiltcast.
Trent Lane.
It's usually because Holly's just over here doing this the whole time.
Oh, stabbing
yeah.
dragons?
Yeah.
Drinking Dragon Ball. Yeah, that's
Drinking
that's
Dragon
an old
Blood.
Joke. Yeah, we watch Mad TV.
Now you guys can actually see it happen.
Well, no, you can't.
Well, now that Justin's allowed to actually film himself in the confines of his own home since the court case was dropped, what have you been up to, Justin?
A shitload of stuff. Lately, it's been a lot of MechWarrior Online.
Yeah.
I got the beta for that. I actually got it about a week ago, and I just didn't check my email. I'm horrible about that, but did get the access to the beta finally. I didn't buy a little bit of that. I showed you that the other night. I had the Jenner.
Yeah.
Started out with the Jenner, then went with the Catapult. Jenner's the one, if you remember playing from MechWarrior way back when, it's a little, like, irritating as hell mech.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of, got jump jets, and it's highly maneuverable and everything else.
Yeah, and then somebody fired off about 50 ballistic missiles at you.
Yeah, that's...
In a cluster.
Yeah, that kind of...
And they were homing.
That shut me down pretty quick.
That was pretty funny.
But, he's very MechWarrior. I'm really happy about it so far. And then the sound design is really cool.
Yeah,
it's that over, you know, it's just like as you're moving and everything else. And but the Jenner I had like small lasers. It wasn't really much of anything. And then I got in a Catapult. The Catapult was actually the one you were watching me on was the Catapult. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a mid-sized mech that has, that one had like two medium lasers and, let's say, machine guns, something like that.
I'll go with that.
But, it's basically just completely online battle with, you know, friends and foe alike. It's very much a multiplayer game. What?
No, I was like, I checked out like 20 seconds ago. I don't know what he's saying. No, Jenner, I know, yeah.
I'm
kind of falls down,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how it usually goes.
Only because I have to.
Yeah, it's only because she has to.
But, no, the Catapult was pretty fun. Obviously, the trying to dodge missiles that are homing in on you is kind of hard.
Yeah.
So I did research on that, and they still have to maintain line of sight if they're going to stay unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. That kind of cuts down on people just shooting them and then ducking and covering. So, I mean, they have to at least wait till the flight path finishes and the missiles hit you.
So your best thing is just to book it to the right or left.
Yeah, and it's cool because, I mean, you can move your whole torso, and you move the whole torso with your mouse. So you got your directional keys, your forward, back, left, and right. Left. That's actually what's driving you, and then you're looking around with the torso of it with your mouse. It's got free look and stuff like that, but it's really handy when you need to strafe. So you just look to the side, start gunning it forward, and it's kind of hard to... I think it's kind of hard to get used to after playing so many first-person shooters for a while of getting used to the concept of throttle. Because throttle is just like you give it gas and it's still giving the exact amount of gas that you had before.
Yeah.
So, like I'm running at 65 miles an hour, even if I don't have my hand on the throttle.
Can you stall?
You can hit X and it'll just stop.
No, I mean, but can you actually fuck yourself up and stall?
Well, you can overheat.
Yeah, well, there's that. But there was one mech game I played years ago that actually had a stall where it's like if you didn't maintain watching all your gauges when you're moving fast enough, with your throttle, you could actually end up choking the entire engine and shut down and have to do a reboot.
That sounds a lot like Steel Battalion.
My bad. Oh, they do that?
I'm pretty sure Steel Battalion, the original one on Xbox, did that.
Okay, that's nice.
But MechWarrior Online is very much, very true to the series, really. I mean, they got the clans and the factions and everything else. You can form, factions with your buddies. They haven't really released any info on what they're going to really do with that. It's still in beta stage. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's pretty expansive. I mean, I think they're up to about 10 or 15 maps now.
Nice.
And it looked like there was about, maybe, I want to say between 5 and 10 maps per side. It's got to be about 10. But once you're dead, you're dead. And it's, obviously it's a MechWarrior game, so it's not like you're going to get one-shotted.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of strafing runs. The problem that I ran into is I'm not very good at driving it yet. So I would run out in the middle of the battlefield and then just get, like, swarmed because I was just pretty much,
turning in circles, or?
No, just Leroy Jenkins. That's what I was looking for, the word Leroy Jenkins. So I'd run out ahead of everybody, just be like, what's going on? And
so you're pulling a mulligan.
Yes, I was pulling a mulligan. Yeah. So I ran way out in front on one of the matches, and I kept doing that. I was like, I want to get where the action is right away, and I realized that wasn't the best tactic after a few matches. I really should have taken less
time. Have you ever watched a movie about World War, like World War I, World War II, where that guy's like, I can't wait to get my first confirmed kill. It's like he walks on the battlefield.
He's that first confirmed kill.
Yeah, that's you.
That was pretty much me. And, you know, when I started playing later matches, I played this till about 5 this morning. Mm-hmm. I was running into a problem where, I didn't play it till 5 this morning. I woke up and played it some more. But I finally got my bearings, and I started kind of staying back behind everybody and seeing where the enemy was, and then just kind of progressing my way forward. And I eventually started using the Atlas a lot more, and the Atlas has a pretty wide array of weapons. So you got these gauges on the right that kind of tell you what your ranges are for each of the weapons. And when you got your targeting reticle on any piece of scenery or another mech or whatever, it tells you what the range is. So you kind of got that built-in range finder, and as you get into certain ranges, different weapons become available. So you can actually do the, I think it's called the Alpha Strike from the original MechWarrior game. Like, once you're within, like, 200 meters, you can fire everything you got and just unload on something, which is what was happening to me and my Jenner, and I didn't last very long with that. But doing the Alpha Strike causes a lot of heat and will shut you down, so really got to be a little bit more strategic about it, kind of pick and choose what you want to use, and kind of fire once you've got a target kind of confirmed, basically. So I'd kind of lock onto something and then fire off some rockets and then go hide behind a hill and then try to flank them and then start doing some more attacks and things like that.
A quick note on, what about customization?
There's a lot of that.
Can you actually do, like, is it kind of like with Armored Core where you can
go through the
customize your entire everything?
Well, MechWarrior's the original one that did that.
Yeah,
I mean, especially
talking about
tabletop,
newer games have come out with Armored Core, with MechWarrior, did they bring that over again where you can customize a little piece?
But right now the free-to-play part of it is open, so mm-hmm. in order for me to do that, I need to earn more points, battle points. I don't have enough confirmed kills nor enough money to really buy much of anything right now.
Okay, so they kind of make an incentive to really
play more matches,
and you
can start customizing a mech. I was just kind of playing through the 4 available. You get starter mechs to kind of play with, mm-hmm. and you earn money or points or whatever the hell they're called using the starter mechs, and that's really the way to go. Obviously, with the free-to-play thing, you can play those starter mechs as much as you want. Can't really customize them, but you can use the points from that to start building your own mech.
Yeah.
And you can actually spend money if you want to, and then use that to buy a mech and buy all your parts and everything else and get a considerable amount of things to put onto it.
Nice.
Which, at this point, just from the few hours that I played of it, I'm pretty seriously considering. Just because it's been that epic. Like, the sound design on that game is really fucking epic.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, yeah.
It felt like you're in a big, monolithic, you know, mech. Mm-hmm. It just had that, like, the right kind of, like, motor noises and everything else. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fucking cool. But
so that's MechWarrior Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overheating, you know.
What else?
It's on the CryEngine. Obviously, yeah. Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, yes.
I was going to get to that here in a second, but...
You want to push it back, because you and I can go on about it.
Yeah, I figure we can probably push that back, but...
Yeah.
I played Counter-Strike.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, first time around, I was like, I don't know how avid the Counter-Strike people are going to be when I get into a match. Counter-Strike's been going on for a really long time, so I know that those people that get into it that have been playing it the entire time. We're making her look taller, aren't we? How is it? She's like,
I feel
we're all
bad.
Like, we're all like sitting down, and then she's just like all sitting up straight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled by the actual.
Yeah, but my feet don't touch the ground.
She goes with like here on me, usually.
Normal sized torso, little legs.
I can't touch the ground. Okay. Not at all, not even close.
And yeah, she's over 18.
Barely.
I don't know why I brought that up. Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been playing Counter-Strike Go.
Yeah.
Global Offensive. The whole Go thing kind of works. Counter-Strike Go is something different altogether. I mean, it plays very much like old-school Counter-Strike. It's like, Valve was looking at that game, it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, I mean, you got the classic Counter-Strike mode where you got to defuse the bomb and that stuff, and that's still very much there. They got another one. I don't know if this was ever implemented in the main game. It's been on several years since I played Counter-Strike. But it's called Arms Race.
Gun Game.
Yeah, is it called Gun Game?
It's called Gun Game in the regular CS source.
Right, and then Call of Duty picked up on that, mm-hmm. and so they changed the name to Arms Race.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it was there. So Arms Race, for those of you who haven't played Counter-Strike, basically means you get a kill, you get a new weapon. And it's on an order of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, you start out with kind of your basic pistol, and then you work your way up to getting better and better guns until it finally drops you down to a knife.
Yeah, it's the golden knife.
Then it's the knife kill that finishes the match.
Yeah, and it was, I played some gun game, got fairly good at it, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And it's just, basically, it's a frag fest, but every time you kill somebody, you automatically got a new gun, and it's really, really pretty fucking cool. But the one thing I forgot about Counter-Strike is it's not like a lot of the modern shooters where you got iron sights on everything. You only have zoom modes on guns with zooms, like guns with scopes. And that threw me off at first, and then I realized, well, this is very much like old-school Counter-Strike, kind of like Quake. There's a lot of strafing, a lot of jumping, a lot of going all over the fucking place, and that's just how you play Counter-Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So I played several matches of that the other night, probably played about 3 or 4 hours. That game is still fucking gold. I really want to play that with some people online that I know at this point now, just because it is that fun.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It runs at a really high frame rate, too. Like, I was probably running to, like, 90 FPS. And had everything fucking cranked.
Nice.
But that's how Valve designs that kind of game. They want it to be frenetic. They want it to cut down on maybe some of the tessellation, the extra texture work, if they're going to get a really high frame rate and still make it look good. So really, really excited about that. I could tell it's going to be one of those games that's going to be really competitive like the old one was. With a decent amount of achievements come with it. It's also on Xbox. I don't know how it plays on Xbox. But Steam was really the way to go, honestly, on that. It's Counter-Strike. Don't play Counter-Strike on anything other than PC, really, in my mind. But, yeah, lots of Counter-Strike. Played some more Super MNC. That game is still pretty good. I've already dropped more money on it than I probably shouldn't have, but whatever. That game is still fun as hell. This time around, I was using it's called Leo. He's Leonardo da Vinci, sort of. He kind of flies and does support and drops turrets and things like that, and it's pretty neat. So.
Awesome.
I don't know, some people should play. Nobody's commenting on anything I'm saying.
Yeah, so I'm just staring at you.
We're listening.
What?
Is that alright?
That's alright.
What they're doing, we're just staring at you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Does that make you nervous?
No, it doesn't make
me
nervous. You know what makes me more nervous is the fact that I had to cover up my...
The guy who had 5 wardrobe
changes. Yeah,
I had to cover up our drinks. We didn't think about this.
Up.
And we're like... Trent was like, I don't want to go back and blur everything, so we just wrapped napkins and shit around
our
drinks.
Well, that's only for future things. If something happens and episodes become subject to those rules, so it makes it easier.
So, which, I've got my energy drink that does sound like my name.
It can't be an energy... No, I'm just kidding. No, you can say that. So.
I didn't say the actual name. See, make the connection.
She's drinking pee.
I'm drinking pee.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
You never drink beer. This is weird.
I know. I told you, like, didn't we bring this up, like, last time?
Yeah, at some point, maybe. I don't usually pay attention when you talk, though. So.
Well, the particular thing you're drinking has a very distinctive bottle shape.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
It
well,
yeah.
And it's in the color as well, so everyone's going to know what I'm drinking.
Whatever.
They just don't see the label.
It's a Russian beer. What are you talking about?
Yeah, totally Russian.
Yeah.
Just like,
Some strange Bulgarian beer.
I like how you did the tape on yours as well.
Hey.
So that's, I guess, something we're going to be doing
use
for a
that
while.
Much of my painter's tape.
I'll give you a dollar.
Everybody else just...
he used your painter's tape, too.
Yeah, but he covered everything on it pretty much.
Mine was kind of a sloppy job. Yeah.
That's like...
Oh, yours is always a sloppy job.
It's like four strips.
That's what your mom said.
I know she did, but she's a whore.
But she liked it.
Yeah, no, my mom's not. She can't say that.
Your mom's anyway,
nice. She is.
I think
whore.
Justin's done talking for the night. Let's go ahead and pop over. Rex, what have you been up to?
I tell you guys,
you
what
done?
I've been doing.
You were done, weren't you? Yeah, you.
I will tell you guys what I've been doing. I've been playing StarCraft II.
Yeah.
Heart of the Swarm beta came out last night.
Oh fuck yeah.
Aside from that, they've actually had some custom maps that you can play that have the Heart of the Swarm Heart of the Swarm units,
right,
that you can play. Major changes. Separately, Heart of the Swarm is available for pre-order, $39.99. They did price it as an expansion. So,
right, so it's not going to be the full $50.
Yeah, props
or
to
60.
Blizzard for not being douchebags about that. Because I really thought they were going to.
Well, remember, Brood War was priced appropriately too. When they come
it, it
out.
It was.
Was that $30 when it came out?
I'm not as old
okay,
as you guys. I really don't remember.
Yeah, no, you're just a kid.
What was that? I'm only smiling because I feel so bad for you. What's going to happen?
You are the senior unit here.
I'm the senior snake.
The senior snake guy. You don't have quite enough gray in your hair for that.
I don't have any gray on my bush yet. I really wish I did. I was checking it the other day. And I was just like, there's nothing in here. I had a hand mirror and everything. I was just like, what the fuck?
You're talking about my quote.
No,
Facebook,
that made me think
yeah.
that I actually was looking.
The
so.
Tina Fey one.
I didn't have a hand mirror.
Home,
I had a very
a
reflective CD that I was using to...
throw it in the trash?
You know, it was a hard drive that I'd taken apart, so it was the disc, but it was really reflective. So, yeah. I was looking for Bush back into the tank. There's, like, no gray hair. I was like, that
just
is so fucked up. It's like my grain is forever young.
Just dye it.
Most men's brains
diet
are forever
gray,
young. They work for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to dye my pubic hair gray. That's fucked up.
Well, you want it gray.
No, I was just curious.
Just do, like, a little patch.
You do a little patch.
I'm so
patch. I was going to say it's a soul patch.
I already have. No, you know, like whenever something traumatic happens to you and like you get that little like gray spot, you could do that in your pubes.
That's for Kelly.
And they're just like super
that
traumatic.
You just blame it on ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Billy, it was the most traumatizing sex I've ever had in my life.
I got a gray streak.
Yeah, a gray streak. That's...
See?
That's
you'd
really,
have a story.
That's really
that's a real it's a real badger right there.
No, it's not badger. No, don't throw that quote. That's not ready yet.
when talking never. About his pubic hair, yes, please.
Yes, don't. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about yours.
Oh. Okay.
How about her doing it? Yeah, you should do a trauma stripe.
A trauma stripe?
Yeah.
Is that what
then
we're
it would
call
actually
it?
Just look
the
like
trauma
a badger.
Stripe?
Yeah, it would look like a badger at that point. Interesting.
You're going to have to be 18 on that.
Things are falling into place now. I can see it all.
It's a really good idea.
Anyways, Rex.
Back to StarCraft.
Yeah.
Sidetrack foo no longer work.
Now that we've loosened up a little bit.
Yeah. I tell you, specifically, I've been playing Terran. They've got the kind of three major changes, which is just specifically the Warhound. The Warhound changes the game, the entire gameplay. So typically, as Terran...
what was the Warhound?
The Warhound's a new unit. Actually kind of looks like the old Goliaths.
Okay.
Has a plus crazy mechanical damage with its missiles. It does like 30 in-game damage per missile
so,
to mechanical units.
So
only.
Protoss.
So Protoss and Terran. So,
right. So this is not a good Zerg game thing.
No, definitely not a good Zerg unit. No longer do you have freaking two-hour Terran games where it's siege tank lines sitting there staring at each other. Ugh.
Fair enough. So
for Zerg, they did some changes with some pre-existing units. You have fire bats again.
Oh, nice.
You guys remember back from the old StarCraft
days. We wanted fire bats. Well, now fire bats were in the single-player game, though.
They were in the single-player, but they weren't allowed in multiplayer. They had the Hellion, which was a little goat cart dune buggy with a flamethrower on top.
Yeah, but it wasn't nearly as cool as a fire bat.
It wasn't, but what this one does is actually transforms into a little fire bat now.
Okay.
It's called the Battle Hellion.
Battle Hellion, so it's the dude in the Hellion. Oh, so it's like a little robot?
Yeah.
That was the gayest.
Just like a miniature transformer? That's what that sounded like.
That was like the sloppiest transformer sound ever.
Yeah.
It was wet.
It was.
It's a Drunkosaurus version.
It's just a wet.
Well, that's more the.
You wouldn't even do that. You'd just be passed out on their couch.
This is the type of conversation you should just walk away from.
Yeah. But you can't walk away now.
Just walk away.
He could.
Just walk away.
But it would not be professional.
It wouldn't be professional.
What?
I said you could walk away, but it wouldn't be professional.
I walk away. I have never passed out on the ground here.
You passed out during the cast.
Had we let go of you, you would have been on the ground.
I stayed.
Had the table had not been there to support you.
Yeah. Well, the table supported me then.
It been slick, you would have just slid right off.
Yeah.
In your story,
if it was
while
an
we
angle.
Were recording.
If it was an angle.
We should have tilted it.
Hey, tilt. Yeah. Wow. That was
bad pun.
Profound.
That was very.
Yeah. Okay. Is that all you've been doing?
Well, looking up StarCraft news. And have you gotten an invite to the beta yet?
I have not. It's mostly reserved for pro gamers and casters and...
Okay.
We're not really a StarCraft.
Oh,
I thought he meant,
yeah.
Okay,
I have been
mind.
Sending emails to different places trying to get stuff rolling.
We need to hook you up with an official email, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We don't even have an official email.
We all need an official email.
I have an official one.
If you hook him up with one before you hook me up, I will be furious. He's the only one that has one.
No, I was talking about my actual job. like where I work, I have an official.
Oh, well, yeah.
I
was joking around, so yeah. Yeah, I could go in and make typecast emails. I haven't done it, and he's kind of in charge of the
service. We have our own emails, so it doesn't.
I gotta pay more money for that.
No, you get like with every
that we don't
server, you get like a certain amount of emails.
We don't make any from this.
Yeah, we don't make jack shit from this.
Yeah, but you get like a certain amount of
so
emails.
You guys can donate.
Like 5 emails, I think.
PayPal link. Justin put it on the site.
Did you put one on there?
No.
We can do that. Yeah.
You can also email checks for
like,
Rex.
I feel like the crazy girlfriend
we'll
from
absolutely
Nine
get
Bag.
Here.
No. Don't send money to Rex.
Yeah, don't send money to Rex.
Send it to me.
No, don't send it to Rex.
Not telling Holly. You should just gobble it up.
You make it out to Justin and
everything.
Trent.
No.
I was thinking of Vanessa's wedding invitation.
So, we've been roommates for a really long time.
I'll say my last name, I don't care, but yeah, it was...
Well, it's on the site, it's Tomlinson.
Yeah, it was the wedding invitation, I was her, like, what was I? I was in her bridal party.
Yeah.
But she's, like, my good friend. And she made the wedding invitation out to Justin, to Trent and Justin Tomlinson.
It was an intentional...
She said she did it to cut down on the amount of invitations she sent out since they were both going to
the same
place.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
She did it to be a dick.
Yeah, she did.
Well, it's because we've been roommates for 3.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
By choice.
But that side of the apartment's yours and this side is mine, so...
Yeah. And all this shit's mine, so...
There's a separation. There is
that's
an ocean.
Yours.
There's an ocean between us.
This is mine.
Yeah, that's yours, yeah.
So
all these lights are mine.
Actually, all of them are.
Yes, and you have a couple of my lights in your room too. I think you have one lamp.
I moved here with nothing.
Yeah,
I really did.
I found
that's not
all of my light bulbs are out.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't have any light bulbs in your house?
I do. I have the ones that are already like not in an actual lamp.
Yeah, place to live.
The ones that they already give us, like the one at the front door, and
people
then the one over
that
in the
kitchen, like,
dining area. The only two lights that I have. Well, I've got one in my bedroom.
You guys can have a side conversation over there?
Yeah. About you sucking dick in alleys. So.
It's not a bad gig.
That's where I said I found you. Yeah.
I moved here from Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, you moved to Kansas City, then you moved back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a substantial amount of time.
Yes.
Look at this. For a story that, to not be on this
yeah.
cast.
So is that all you've been doing?
That is the main chunk of what I've been doing at night and watching while I sit in my room alone. And
watching while you sit in your room alone?
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
How are you watching yourself? What kind of drugs are you on?
Who are you? is that a webcam?
Oh, I think he's got, like, binoculars.
No, he's just got a webcam set up to watch himself masturbate.
That's kind of gross.
Why did you have to go that way?
You guys don't?
Maybe he uses a webcam to check his balls for gray hair.
Maybe he does.
Yeah. I'm not the only one.
It's live, but it's all mirror image, so I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, with the age group of girls I date, it's just easier to know if they're there in case I have to explain them when they go, why do you have gray hairs on your balls?
What if you quit trolling by the...
But you don't have gray hair.
I mean, I haven't dated a girl under, like, 28 in, like, a long time. So,
like 2 years?
That one was, like, 23. So what?
How old was that girl that you had at Friendsgiving?
What?
Our Friendsgiving?
No, she was 23.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I thought you said under 28.
No,
okay.
No.
I was going to say,
That's just awkward.
Don't believe that.
Yeah, at this point in life, it's really awkward.
That's awkward. Yeah, that's not cool. So, look at you, ginger girl. Yeah. What do you have to say about that?
She's just going to smoke a cigarette.
What have you been doing, Holly? She's not gonna
do that. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Fucking hanging out with daywalkers.
No, I rearranged my apartment and got my computer set up a little bit better. But since I still don't have, since I still don't have my desk, like I've got this really tall chair, and then my entertainment center
is
like
tall chair
high.
For Holly.
It's a bar stool. It's a bar stool is what it is. So I have a bar stool, which is about...
Do you got a stepladder that leads
this
up to
high?
It?
No.
She's like one of those dogs trying to hop up on the couch. She's just easy.
Just kind of whoop.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it doesn't have the back or anything like that. It's just
next to her bed.
Yeah.
Just hop around.
Running start.
It's protect her from fall damage when she gets out of bed.
I tell people it's for my cat.
Every morning she wakes up, she makes some cookies, you know, Keebler cookies, and then she goes and sits in her neighbor's lawn to watch. Sorry, that was a really old joke. Sorry. There's that little short dude.
Yeah.
We kept calling him Lawn Gnome. Anyway. What was it? She says, he came over, we hung out, and after an hour we fucked. And I said, that's because it took him 15 minutes to get up.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
No.
She just repels out of bed.
She's like a sugar liar. Just sugar liar. She's got one foot in the shower.
The shire or the shower?
So what is Frodo like? Were you too short to go with the hobbits? So you had to be this tall to return.
You had to
be this tall to be a hobbit.
They kicked your ass out.
I can't be a hobbit. I'm too tall.
No. That's not true.
No, because hobbits are 4'11" or shorter.
She knows her shit. I can't make fun around that.
No, you can't. And my feet aren't huge.
Fine, that makes you a freak hobbit then. Because you're tall.
I'm just a super tall hobbit.
You're a freak hobbit.
Makes you a pippin.
That makes you a manly hobbit.
It doesn't make me a pippin.
Wasn't it Pippin the tall one? Or was it
Yeah,
he was the taller one,
was,
but he still
Mary
wasn't
or was
that
he
tall.
Was over 5 feet.
No,
it was Mary Bell, I think, was the one.
Was it Mary that... No, Mary and Pippin were both bigger than
yeah,
those.
They were taller than...
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I don't know this. I'm disagreeing. I don't happen to know the names.
He knows.
I
do.
So, no, I just don't want people to know.
He knows.
That.
No.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I read those books a lot.
Yes.
I watched the movies a lot. Anyway.
Fucking teenage bitch. So what have you been doing, Holly?
So
Holly.
My bar stool is about this high, and then my entertainment center is about as high
as
this.
Your bar stool's only this high?
They're just small
I
can bar see, stools.
I can
Shut
see her turn on her
up.
Computer and go like, dude, I'm just so precious.
Sorry, Ollie. Continue.
So anyway, my computer is really low, and I've tried sitting on the floor, but then, like, I can't...
Just like this to the keyboard.
Well, no, like, I sit at the floor, but I can't... You can't move the actual monitor...
You can't
so
aim
it's
it
just
far
like,
down.
Yeah, I can't aim it down. Like, it doesn't move at all. So then I can't even see, like, half of the screen. So I'm sitting on the bar stool, and I can see the screen, but it's so uncomfortable because I'm just like.
So you're also. So you're sitting there,
perched like a
golem.
Yes. I look like golem. I do. And then my headphones that I have aren't long enough, so I've pulled over to the side. It's terrible. It's terrible. But I did play some Half-Life.
Yeah, she was on Half-Life.
There
you
go.
I was incredibly uncomfortable the entire time, but I played Half-Life.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed it, but it takes a little bit of time to actually get used to controllers and memorizing what everything is rather than just knowing with a controller.
Muscle memory.
The life and times of a Wii gamer.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the Wii.
I was going to say, do you mean like a little gamer or
Wii?
We're talking like a year-sized gamer.
It's Holly.
So I did that. I went to a party on Friday, and we all drank and played Slender Man.
It's a gnome party. They had Labor Day off.
It's like a tea party with gnomes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, she's having to write it down.
I know.
Holly likes to write the insults we throw at her down so she can make a list of
reasons. No, why I she's write down our titles and what we talk about.
So this is what Holly's actually doing when we're talking about
the
her writing.
The entire cast. That's what I'm doing.
She's
writing shit.
She's the organized one. We're the entertainment.
I'm very organized.
She makes it the entertainment by giving us somebody to make fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to be organized when you're
Rex.
You know?
I have to be organized.
It's like a staples, like just a
You know what we should do next time we do this, Trent? We should wear like football shoulders and like helmets and just sit right next to her.
No.
Just to emphasize the littleness.
No.
Yeah, really small.
No, I'm not
almost backpack
for that.
Almost backpack sized.
I am backpack sized.
She's like ET size. She can just take a little basket.
Ow.
With a blanket wrapped around. Do you make that sound when you finger guys buttholes?
Yep.
It's like
No, but how they get me into bed is with Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Eyes open all day.
And I just follow it to the bed.
Then you're trapped. No, then you're stuck because you can't get up there.
Yeah,
that's when they come and swoop down.
No, I can fly.
Like a chicken.
I can levitate.
You're gonna
levitate.
You're
gonna
levitate.
You're a witch.
She's a witch.
No, so I did that, and like I said, we played StarCraft kind of drunk, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? One or two?
Not. What did I say? What did I say?
It's StarCraft. You're talking about Slender.
Yeah, Slender Man. Not StarCraft. So we did that, but we only got up.
StarCraft drunk would be kind of weird.
It's been
I don't know why
yeah.
I said that.
Yeah,
no,
it's a lot of fun.
Actually, speaking of StarCraft drunk,
it's
back in the day...
It's your little brain.
It is.
Yeah.
No. Back in the day, me and Rex, when he was even more of a wee lad, just barely old enough to hang out with people at
drink.
He
was Holly size.
He used to come over
I'm
to...
I'm sure he was bigger than that.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, me and some other friends of his used to have these LAN parties, and we'd do StarCraft and Half-Life 2, toilet matches, just grab gunship, and Counter-Strike, but we'd always have like a keg. With our LAN party, so it was actually pretty fun.
I get better at games as I
drink. Until you reach that point. It's called the wall.
It's called a wall because he's
and then Rex, and then Rex is fair game at that point. It just goes AFK. It just boom, he's dead.
Dick on forehead mode.
I used to do that in WoW a lot. Just all of a sudden, my characters start running. He passed out.
He's on auto run again. He's swimming through the ocean. He's going to get to the other side.
It's best when you put on auto follow. You just walk away and go make food.
I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Then
auto
you
follow.
Come back and somehow they aggro to fucking, like, you don't know where the fuck it came from.
That used to be
dead,
annoying. Like, you'd find
dead.
Somebody that wouldn't talk to you but wanted to put themselves on auto follow.
Yeah.
So they'd, like, be jumping around, like, pantomiming, but they won't type at you, and you're like, this is fucking weird. And they put themselves on auto-follow, and, like, everywhere you go, they're, like, always following you. You're like, what the hell's going on? So you try to, like, lose them, but it's kind of hard to lose a tail once they're on auto-follow.
Can you not?
And so I just go through mobs.
Not, why would you not be able to do that?
No, well, you can't.
Lose them if they, like, if it's someone that you don't know, you should be able to have a way to cancel their auto-follow.
No, they don't. But, no, you can run them through a crowd of mobs, though, and just trail down for a second and just wait and then book it.
No. What you did was you'd be playing a paladin, so you can do.
You hit your bubble.
Yeah, bubble, and you just go find a really tall cliff. You go da 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 da.
Right off the cliff, hit your bubble.
Or you can be playing. Was it a druid? and put your Cheetah Run thing on. Take them down into like some really horrible place, just put Cheetah Run on and book it, and they can't run as fast as you, so it's kind of stuck back there.
Nice.
Unless you use that aspect
of the pack.
Yeah, the pack one, yeah. So
I'm surprised to remember that shit.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I remember the little wolf paw that would come up.
Yeah.
Ooh, and you're like, yeah, I can run fast. I'm a big fat ass warrior human. And I'm booking it. Anyways.
Pre-level 20.
Golden Coast. Anyway,
Badlands.
Yeah, that's all you've been doing. Right?
We were on.
Yeah, yeah,
I
forgot.
Sorry.
What have you been doing?
Besides Half-Life and being
Wii. Other than that.
Bacon muffins.
Daywalkers.
We watched
Soul Suckers.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, we did.
We did that.
How was that?
It's really funny. Like,
it was
obviously
your second
they
time
don't
seeing it.
Yeah, I had seen it the night before that.
Yeah.
But like we went and we watched it because he hadn't seen it yet, so we
Labor
just watched
Day.
It at the Dollar Theater.
Yeah.
We watched it.
Is that the Dollar
it
Theater?
It was Labor Day. Yeah. It was the day we had
Sunday.
It
before. Was it?
No, it was Sunday.
Oh yeah.
No,
well,
I mean, Monday.
It was
Monday,
Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we went to Wally and then
walked
up. So then we drove over to Vintage and I bought those UFOs.
Yep.
So.
And they're super cute.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And I'm jealous.
And then that weird guy was talking to me when I was walking up to my car, so I moved my car. Because I was just dropping something off in the car,
and
he was like, excuse me, sir. So I just threw my shit in my car and said, let's drive to the theater, which is right down the way.
That's when you're talking about, like, two blocks away.
Here's the store we're in. There
are a few more stores in the way. It's just like a strip mall.
Vintage is connected to the movie theater. Yeah, there's just a staircase that goes up. Right
That's
there.
True, it
yeah.
is.
So I moved my fucking car out of the way because I was like, I don't want my UFOs getting stolen. Because that guy's creepy.
He was.
Yeah.
But yeah, we watched that. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good movie. I mean, they don't take themselves seriously. There are points where you think, where it's kind of trying to be serious.
Right.
But it's not at the same time, and they end up doing something to just completely fuck it up. So, it's entertaining. It's very entertaining.
But fuck it up in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just because they know it's not serious.
To cut the tension.
Yep.
Speaking of watching stuff, I got back into Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I know you don't like that, Holly.
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's so fucking depressing, and I stopped watching it after, the second season, I think?
You know, it's the highest rated show ever on Metacritic.
I know, but it's so sad. 99.
99. Rated higher than fucking Seinfeld, and I like Seinfeld.
So sad.
I have not watched it yet.
So season one's a little hard to watch, but
no,
it has some
season one was fine. That was with me. But
I'm just saying that season one is not the best season by far.
Okay.
Season two is pretty good. Season three is really good. Season four is excellent.
Well,
and season five is just ridiculous.
Three is where shit really starts to hit the fan.
Well, it gets
like,
really good.
Starts to hit the fan.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I know she talks about it, like she's like, I know this for a fact, and she says, I heard.
No, because I know what happens. I know one of the parts specifically that happens.
Like Justin has a really small dick. I mean, it's like
that
I heard.
Big. I heard.
I heard.
No, I actually know of one of the parts that happens in the movie or in the show, and I just
can't get over Bryan Cranston. That dude knows how to fucking act.
Oh, he's in a new upcoming movie with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, what's up?
What was the name of that one? Do you remember? It was an actual story I remember reading about where it was some people that were taken as political prisoners, like, well, hostages. And so the government decided to... So it hired a sci-fi movie crew to go in, like they were shooting a movie, and
extract.
And an agent was with them, yeah, which is played by Ben Affleck. It's actually directed by Ben Affleck as well. It's called...
Could search it.
No, it's named after the actual story thing that they were gonna do, but I can't remember. It's not a big deal. It's not coming out for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's gonna
bug you, isn't it?
It is gonna bug me.
I'll look it up while you're talking about.
That's fine. Just look up Ben, like Bryan Cranston stuff. But anyways, so what else did you do?
That's basically it. That
Indie
work
gaming.
I can't. Well, no, I did. Half-Life and Slender.
Do some Left 4 Dead on
I
Monday.
Did Left 4 Dead on Monday.
Okay.
Yep. That was fun, as always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The TBGP crew.
Oh.
I think we played... Did I played on Sunday as well, I think.
You invited me, but I was busy.
Okay.
So I could not do it.
Yeah, we did that. And it's like Ergo, Ian and Hyper and...
Argo.
Yeah, I said Argo. That's the name of it.
But yeah, that was interesting. We stayed for a while playing that.
Nice.
And that's really it. That's all I've done.
Nice. Okay.
Actually, something else that I did do was I cut back through...
You interrupted me?
I did.
Yeah, no,
Dragon Ball Z Abridged. If you guys have not seen it, in about 3.5 to 4.5 hours, they go from the first episode of Dragon Ball Z to the end of the Frieza saga. And it is the funniest shit I have ever seen in my life.
It's probably just a lot of cuts. Just cut back.
No. They cover the entire story.
Not really.
Every story arc is in there. And it is amazing. The funniest thing I have ever watched.
I just couldn't stand Dragon Ball Z after a while.
I guarantee you could watch it, and it would
probably
be the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Maybe, but I just really couldn't stand it after a while. I just started hating it a whole lot. And this is before it became, like, really big popular.
I would buy you a beer if you didn't like
it. This is, like, back in, like, Bubblegum Crisis. Like, that's how far back it was. It started pissing me off. So, it's like, I like Bubblegum Crisis, but that one's still, like, you know, if you like 12-year-old girls. Do you?
The fuck is Bubblegum Crisis?
An old anime. Do you even know what it is?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know anime, though.
This is going way back.
I'm not
like
really.
Movie,
I am not the.
Oh yeah.
Going way back to some older stuff.
But yes, check it out. It's amazing. Team 4-star.
I'm an Evangelion person myself. That's my big thing.
Well,
so.
it like how Dragon Ball Z was all serious and dramatic and everything.
Yeah.
This is just pure comedy.
That's fair.
They literally just make fun of the show itself, the entire thing.
Actually, I like it when Robot Chicken makes fun of it. That's more along my lines.
I love Robot Chicken.
Thank you for chiming in.
No problem.
Yeah. She's like, I've heard, though.
I've heard Robot Chicken.
I really love that show.
She's like all engaged in something else, and then she just hears word, Robot Chicken. I like that.
I like that show.
Back to writing.
I'm...
I know.
You ready, Jar Jar?
She's broken.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Oh. You're the one that wants to watch fucking new ones.
Hey,
it
no,
doesn't
I condone
mean
that.
I want to see Jar Jar.
I condoned it. I condoned it because I said, hey, you know, sometimes you gotta do it. Get the bitter out of the way. Do a numerical.
I just want to watch all of them again. It's been so long since I've seen the first three.
Dude, I will watch
I
all
of them. I have to watch them.
I have them all. I will watch them with you just to get through. Because I actually had not even finished watching Attack of the Clones.
Well.
I skipped through it and was like, fuck this. Yeah, I got to the end. I said, let's see what happens. Okay, bullshit, whatever. Then I put Revenge of the Sith on, got bored, skipped to the very end, and then watched him get his ass kicked. I was like, okay, I've seen it. I'm done.
Yeah, but
I have to watch
what's
all of
his fucking
them.
I did watch it really
all the way
one
through
night, though, but I don't count
the
that.
Christian Haydenson's his name.
Hayden Christensen, Christian Haydenson,
Hayden,
what the fuck ever, yeah.
Hayden Christensen.
He fucked over Darth Vader. That's what pisses me off.
Is it his fault or is
yeah.
it Lucas's fault?
Both their faults, but it's Lucas's fault for casting him as Darth Vader.
Okay, have you ever seen the movie Vanishing on 7th Street?
No, I haven't.
That has him in it. That's actually not a bad movie. He's still a whiny bitch in it, but still, not a bad movie. He's not a horrible actor. He's just...
He's whiny as fuck.
I can't tell if he's just so demanding directors don't bother giving him direction anymore, or if it's just they think he's gold and they think he's a great actor.
No, it's just because he's supposed to come off as brooding in the last one.
Brooding?
Yeah, he's supposed to come off as evil and brooding, and
he
just comes
off
as
pussy.
Fucking... As a fucking emo pussy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go kill a bunch of sand people because I'm all emo.
Just like, my mom died.
My mom died. So they killed Hank's wife. Yeah, just go off and kill a bunch of fucking...
It just... pisses me off so much.
It's like, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. The sand people done piss me off.
Yeah, we can't say that.
I wish we could write down. I don't know how to spell that. Anyway,
how do you spell the sand people voice?
Go look in a comic book. I don't fucking know.
What are you trying? What did you say?
How do you write down the sand
people?
People noise?
The sand people cry. It's like a seal fucking motor. I don't know.
I'd say like
R.
Bunch of fucking sand pirates.
That's the noise that you guys were making. Maybe no, like it's not. You are?
No, I can't fucking do it. She's pissing me off. She's really pissing me off, dude.
You fucking called me Jar Jar Binks, you asshole.
No, I called you Jar Jar. I didn't say Binks. That could have been anything.
That's our new pet name.
That
could
have been anything.
No, it's not.
With your big fucking ears and shit.
I will kill everyone.
Your big ears and your fat ass lips. Little tiny.
I have little ears.
You're so self-conscious. Okay.
You've heard.
I've heard, yeah, that's true.
You've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard that I have little ears.
Moving along.
Yeah, anyways, moving along. What have I been doing?
Yeah, what have you been doing,
Trent? Picking on the shit out of Holly, dude. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Fucking
comes into my office every day and kicks the back of my chair. Just kicks it and kicks it and kicks it.
Because you usually have headphones on. I'm like, hey, let's go smoke.
No, I normally see you come in and I take them off and I look over at you and you're still fucking kicking it.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
You should address me
where
the
did you
second
go have a
I
cigarette?
Come in the room. The second where I
did
walk
you go
in
have
the
a
room,
cigarette?
You should
I'm
address
bother
me.
You more.
You should address me the moment I walk in the room.
Yes, sir, Mr. Trent, sir.
Danica looks at me and she nods. She bows.
She just...
So, yeah. She's like...
I'm just going to flip you off from now on.
This is going to kick you even harder. I'll even kick you downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will happen.
You know, it's going to happen soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
Workplace violence.
I mean, when you already have to high step to get up the stairs.
I run up the stairs.
She big bounding leaps.
I have to get a running start.
She take the elevator, but she has to wait for her to come on to push the button. It only has two buttons, floor one and floor two. She just
can't.
That two is just right out of reach.
Just like, ah.
Just
yeah.
Barely.
Even
I'm
with a,
so fucking
even with
close.
A pen, it's just like, it's right out of reach.
It really is, actually.
Wow.
It's a trap.
We could tie, like, wings.
Can we just, like, stand up so they see how short I am?
Yeah. Stand up.
Our heads are going to get cut off, but yeah.
Mine's not.
I think we're like.
I'm sure you guys still can see me.
Yeah, so you can see this.
What? well, you
whatever.
See that.
Yeah.
That's okay, either way.
Play the chat. Alright.
It's just your boobs that they're looking at.
It's right in this area.
Right here?
Right here.
I did this for you guys.
What does that mean?
I did it for them, not for you guys.
You did what?
The cleavage.
You wore that to work today.
Because I knew
that,
I was going to wear it
you
tonight.
You wear that almost every fucking... You wear something like that almost every day.
That's, I show my cleavage off a lot.
Yeah, she does. That's why she got hired, honestly. Really.
Just
by
like,
Danica.
Like, social media, do you really know folks? No, you got hired for your tits. And your personalities.
Anyways,
she brought them Girl Scout cookies.
Let's enough to me and Holly.
Guys want some cookies.
Holly is an integral part of the podcast. She's an integral part of the workspace.
I've been
as well.
Here from the start.
You have been here since
yes.
the start.
Yeah, she is. And she's always on time at work, and she does a great job. And everybody says she does such a great job. And then they ask her to sign photos of herself. So they ask for used pants. That
or
has
they,
nothing
or,
to do with her work productivity.
Or they just look at my old pictures and say, "This
really
this girl,
hot.
This girl's
yeah.
really sexy. What happened to this girl?" And I'm like, "Fucking thanks."
Well, that man used to be
ass.
A stripper. Yeah, that guy used to be a stripper. Yeah, he's very interesting.
Oh, he weirded me out after that.
Oh, it would be Tony's fun.
Oh no, I know. But that was just weird.
I love Tony. He's awesome.
I did not.
He
expect
used to be
it.
A cop. No, he's an IT specialist.
He was a
stripper.
A stripper, and then he
and
was a cop.
He was a male stripper. And these are true. He was a male stripper at one point. He's been a cop. He's been all kinds of shit. He's one of those guys
who
changed his career constantly.
You remember in Fallout New Vegas when you go into town, you're looking for the guys that need to pay their debts off?
Yeah.
There's the guy that was the male consul.
Yeah.
Male escort.
Yeah.
And he was like the fucking, he was a cop or a bouncer or something like that. That's what it reminds me of.
Pretty much. Kind of like, but he's more like the robo fuck 3000 that you can find.
Fisto?
Yeah, Fisto. He's like, should I demonstrate my abilities? He said, yeah, I think you black out.
I tried it out just to see what happened.
Yeah,
you hear
you
like
out.
You hear the noise like, and then
yeah.
you black out and wake up.
Yeah, and your ass hurts and you've lost.
I think
experience.
It says something about your ass hurting or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. You're gonna shit pancakes for a week. Anyway,
shit pancakes.
I'm just saying that.
Because it's loose.
It's loose. Yeah.
Okay. It's just, but I don't know how this whole process
It's like
works.
Slide an ATM card through a reader. It just comes right out. There's no resistance. Anyways.
What have you been doing?
What I've been doing is a lot of work. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, that was real interesting.
No, I just kidding. No, I have more. Purchased Darkness 2 on Steam. Haven't played it yet. Sorry. Been busy.
It's really good.
Oh, I know it's good, but you know what else is good is Dark Souls. And, yeah. And I beat that. And now I'm doing my new game plus with my boss level 99 decked out badass character.
Well, you know what's cool about that is you can go up to like level 700 and something.
Yeah, I thought it was like almost like closer to 999.
I think it actually caps out at 700 and something or 7 something.
That's just insane.
Are you going to do the new game plus times 5 or?
It's plus times 3, I think. I think it's how the guy goes.
Yeah, right now I'm on the first new game plus.
Right.
So they started me off with all my shit. And I was level 99 whenever I beat it. And I had Great Dragon Sword is what I was using with different armor sets. But for the final fight, I think I had Havel's armor. Really heavy duty armor. And you can't even upgrade that, actually. It's just set. But I was using that with Green Blossoms for the final fight. So I could just get a lot of stamina built up real fast. And the trick with that asshole at the end is everybody's like, dude, you're just going to get your ass stomped. He's just going to come at you and keep hitting you and hitting you and hitting you, and he has fire damage on his sword. But there's these little rock pillars all around the place. I just stood behind it and watched him beat the crap out of a rock while I healed, ate my blossom, and I was like, oh, I'm ready to go. And I come back out around, and he jumps at me. I just sidestep and just bam, like right in the back. And then he tries to grab me. If he grabs you, he lifts you up in the air. And actually does fire damage and like explodes like a shotgun and shoots you across the screen, which totally bites ass. But stomp the shit out of him after about 3 tries, and you're given an option at the end of the game. You can do one of 2 things. So
you probably shouldn't say what that is.
I'm not going to. That's why I said
there's not a lot of people that make it to the end of the game, honestly.
I gotta tell you one thing. Just because you might do it by accident, one of the options is lighting a bonfire. Because usually by default, for those who play the game, you know, a bonfire is there. You light it as soon as you beat the boss so you can sit down, level up. That's one of the options that will end the game. The other one, I can do it.
Okay.
So.
And then you can start right back at the beginning from that point, right?
I'm not sure what happens if you don't light the bonfire, to be honest with you. So, I'm not sure on that. I'm sure it'll let you go into New Game Plus with all your stuff as well, like it did before. But, I mean, I lit the fucking bonfire because I was like, fuck this, you know, I'm going to light it. And it just starts you, once the credits are done, it just boots right back into the game with you in the jail cell with your armor and stuff on, which is kind of nice. You don't start naked, like some people said.
Well,
so.
Speaking of naked.
Yeah.
So, part of one of the things that we're going to be doing is we do these video casts. We're going to be doing them about once a month.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And we're starting it off on season 3 here.
When I feel pretty.
With our 100th episode,
yep.
Doing a video cast, which we've been promising to do for a while. I mean, we've been at this for what now? 2+ years?
We're about to start our 3rd year in October?
No, 2nd year. 52 weeks in a year.
That's not arguing.
But it's been a while. Anyways, so we decided to start season 3. And we'll start doing seasons from here on out. We have no idea how that's going to work, but this is season 3. We're starting it off, and we'll figure it out as we go. But we're going to start doing some videos.
I shot myself on camera.
Pretty slick.
Awesome.
So, anyways, so as we're talking about stuff, obviously we do videos and stuff like that. We've been slacking on that kind of stuff just because of work. I've been working for, up till today, this would have been my 14th day working straight, and had a headache, decided to go ahead and cut out early, and give me some time to prepare. So, we got some video stuff that we're going to be showing in the background, I guess, as we're doing.
Why are you staring at me while you're talking?
Well, okay, I guess I'm staring at you.
Yeah.
So, I should be staring at the camera, but I'm not used to talking to the camera.
It's just weird, because I feel like we have this intimate moment.
We do, but yes.
You guys always stare at each other, so it's weird to change from staring at each other to...
Right now.
Well, yeah, but we got a child between us, so...
What childhood? I thought you said childhood penis. What the fuck, man? I thought the judge said he'd let you go if you didn't talk about that type of shit.
So, without further ado, this is new game, starting off with...
Not New Game Plus, this is beginning of the beginning.
Right, and so we're starting off with Bacon Man. And Rex, remind me, what do they call this? Is it Depraved?
Deprived,
yeah.
Deprived
has an even set of skills. And you start off with no armor, and your default weapons are going to be a club and, like, a shield.
A pint.
And as you see this, not like people can't see you walking off camera. But
it's supposed to be that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Oh, are you going to get refills now?
No, I'm taking the camera.
Oh, okay. So, as you're watching this is kind of how Dark Souls starts off. And this is going to be, for anybody that's never played it, this is exactly how it starts off. And this guy started with no armor. So, I'm kind of covered in bacon right now, which is what it looks like. I recorded it about half resolution because I wanted to make sure that we had space for all this shit because full resolution takes up quite a bit. And I'm not even sure what resolution our video is going to be at by the time we're done recording it. As you can see, I've ran through the cell, I've gone out, and I'm going out into the world. Here's my first bonfire. This is what a bonfire looks like. So, see that I lit the bonfire. Now I'm going to go see the Snuffleupagus, and this is what we used to talk about all the time, as being the Snuffleupagus monster. Anyways, see me open the gates. I'm actually going to intentionally tag the Snuffleupagus, which may not be the smartest idea in the world, but he is a big, badass creature. And as you can see with my broken sword, this is not probably the best idea. Oh, I did 4-6 damage.
He's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome looking.
Yeah,
you go tag him in the ass. There we go. Tag him in the ass again.
Ass.
So, you can see I'm practicing my roll tactics and getting around him, and I figured at some point, hey, I might be able to take him on, but then I looked at my damages like, this is going to take me like 20 minutes. So, I think at some point, we're just watching this as I pre-recorded it. I'm like, maybe I'm going to fuck this off and just go do something else. We're running. No, I think I'm going to still try to attack it. Yeah, I'm foolish. I think, actually, he kills me at this point, which is kind of sad. But this is a Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, and you don't have any armor, though, so...
Well, I don't have armor for quite a bit, as you'll see some more naked fighting later. In fact, one of the videos I will have to... Yep, I think I just died. Nope, am I still alive?
No,
no,
you're dead.
I died. Mm-hmm. So, that's kind of how this starts off. And normally what you're supposed to do is go run to the left. So, see, I'm loading it back up again, and we'll pick up again here in a second. So, and that's over. I'm going to grab the other one. So, later on in the game, I decide that I want to go ahead and fight naked. And I have a video that we've been trying to download it through the network, and I keep reminding myself this network card is not very fast. And I wanted to show you me getting revived, being completely like Bacon Man into Naked Man. As you can see, I put on my football shoulders here.
Yeah,
and
you look like a quarterback.
Quarterback with a G-string.
Yeah.
And I'm running through here. I pretty much know what's going on here.
It's like lollipop G-string.
Yeah. I fucking missed. Take that asshole out.
You take a lot of damage.
Well, I'm fucking around here.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Well, I'm still doing all right for a guy that's just got football shoulders on.
I just usually conserve a lot of my health care, but yeah, you were just fucking around.
Yeah, I was just fucking around, and I was making these videos real quick just to kind of give people an idea of what it's like to play this game. You can see a lot of the time, I'm just kind of fucking around. I didn't really do that as well as I should have. But again, Dark Souls is really about patience, and that's one of the things that, none of the video's over, but... that's one of the things that kind of makes this game, is it's about your precision and your timing and things like that. And obviously I wasn't doing that very well there. But it's a game where you saw me do the riposte right at the beginning of that video when I pushed that guy off my sword. And part of that is there's a timing mechanic. You click the left trigger as soon as you see it's about to connect. That knocks his weapon back, and at that point you can go in for the fucking kill strike. And that's part of what makes that game really good. So, anyways... we'll be doing more footage like that as we progress with this whole series, doing the...
Especially with Borderlands 2 coming out, and...
We'll be definitely doing
Dishonored,
Torchlight 2.
Torchlight 2, and a bunch of other stuff, yeah.
So, but yeah, just kind of wanted to give you guys a teaser. In fact, during the break, do you want to put one of those other videos in the break just to kind of give them an idea of what's going on?
Yeah, let's talk about it right here. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, well, we'll think about it. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That'd be really cool.
Stop scratching your nuts.
You scratch his leg.
I know.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Well, I am.
Your nuts are that far down?
His nuts are on his knees. What Star Trek is that?
What?
Undisclosed.
Oh, that's the one where they
the Klingons,
it's,
and they go to jail. And
it's the Lost Frontier. It's the one where they get busted for assassinating the Klingons, but they didn't.
Yeah,
and
that's
they're
such
thrown
a cool
into the
too,
ice
planet
prison, and he kicks the dude in the knees.
He finds out
it's
his testicles.
And while the chick goes, "You shouldn't have kicked him there." He's like, "Well, I didn't think he." No, I think he's like, "I thought he'd be tougher." She goes like, "Well, you know, people aren't so tough when you kick them in the nuts." He goes like, "Well, those are his knees." She goes, "Not all people have their nuts where you do," or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a good movie. That was a good one.
Actually, it's really cool, and the Klingon blood's all floating around. And shit.
Yeah, the zero gravity.
That was
yeah.
one of the coolest Star Trek movies I'd ever seen to date. At that point,
I
was like,
"Well, I remember I like when they're trying to find out who wore the gravity boots, and they're taking
yeah.
around looking at everybody, and they go like, we found him in this guy's locker, and he goes, do you wear these boots?'" And they look down, and he has like mutant feet that won't even fit.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "Oh, never mind. I'm sorry." Yeah, yeah.
I have to watch it again.
That was a good one. Yeah, that's really good.
So, anyways,
have you been doing anything else?
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone's like, yeah, it's like being at work. Yeah. Every time I sit down to do something, it's like somebody's in my office. Anyways.
So Trent, remember that one time?
God! I should do my like really over exaggerated. It's like, oh my God! Just out of nowhere.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I love that.
Especially when Vanessa's around.
Yeah. Like, we were walking the stairs, she's like, my tits are so swollen today. I was just like, oh my fucking God. And she's like, what? And I said, yeah, my nuts are the same way. They're retaining water. Retaining water. I was like,
They can see that, too.
Yeah. No,
I like
can.
That.
They can see that they're retaining water.
No, they can see you doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah, right? I know.
This is going to be the first time in podcast history with the Tiltcast that Trent can actually show you what he's doing and then forgets that he's not on camera.
Dude, whenever I'm talking to you guys, it's usually I'm talking to you, but
yeah.
What I'm saying that people can understand. I'll just say, well, it's about this big, yeah, about 6 inches, you know. Yeah. But I show you guys first because you're my homies.
We're your homies?
What was
homies.
That one thing I did earlier today? I was like, hey, pop it, and the Vanessa.
Oh,
like, hey,
she
came
like
out, I was
that.
Like, oh, too late. Had to cut it like Stallone. What, cliffhanger? Yeah,
yeah.
You left me cliffhanger.
Yeah, you said cliffhanger.
Had to cut it like Stallone. So, she just gave this look like you were an asshole.
You get that look a lot.
Yeah, I do get that look a lot. Especially
so.
From the, never mind. Yeah.
So do we got anything else, Trent?
Yeah, I did some random stuff. That's about it.
That's
random,
about it.
Random stuff.
I did lots of random stuff, too.
Yeah.
Not really interesting to discuss.
I have a list of random stuff I need to do all the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
all
right. We're going to continue.
we're going to go ahead and end this before
we run out of
timer.
Tape.
It's not tape. What the hell?
We run out of hard drive
space.
We're
not that old school. This might be Oklahoma, but...
You got the reel-to-reel going on back there.
We got us some of those fancy digital cameras when that semi broke down on its way to
yeah,
on its way to California.
Not semis. It's a horse and buggy.
Yeah, the semis just bring them up to the state border, and then the Amish deliver it between this state to the next because we don't have semis in this. Yeah,
we don't have those
semi
trucks.
Our roads ain't high tech enough for semis.
Semis.
Yeah, for semis.
Semis.
We got Mac boys. Yeah.
If someone says a semi, I just think of a boner.
Yeah, same here. I think of the
a
porn
semi?
Star named Simi.
A semi.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
A half chub?
Yeah.
A half chub? I've heard of the half chub.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called.
It's a semi.
Fair enough.
That's
yes.
What she deals with because she's so small.
I've heard.
The little half chubs. Yeah.
All right.
Her clit's a half chub.
I'm not denying it.
Speaking of half chubs, wasn't there something about putting something in something? I just couldn't remember how to bring it up.
Oh, when we were walking out, okay, her and I were walking out of the store the other day, and I was talking about the clerk chick, and I was just like, you know, she's this little punk rocker chick with this really, like, round butt, but it's, like, kind of a cute butt, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really an ass guy, but goddamn, that's kind of a nice ass, and she goes, like, and I said, you know, it's not like I'm really into asses, but every once in a while, you know, she's just like, oh, I know, it's just, you see a girl, and you're like, man, I really want to put my butt in her butt.
I totally put my butt in her butt.
Yeah, I was just like, what? She goes, that's not what I meant.
No, I go, you fucking know what I meant.
And I was like, yeah, you want to put your butt in their butt? That's pretty fucked up, Holly. You want to pass poop back and forth?
Fucking Danica.
You want to shit swap? Yeah. It's like, I want to poop into your butt, and then you poop into my butt.
Anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, there's that.
So, something we'll be doing here from here on out when we do these video episodes, we don't want to keep you too long in the video portion, is there's a second half if you're listening on podcast. So, when you listen to the podcast, you'll hear this part first, just like if you were watching a show, but the second half's going to be our news and a little bit more serious stuff. So this will be our fuck around session as we're doing this.
Can I explain that a little bit differently?
Yeah.
There's going to be a video version, which is this, which is just the first hour of the regular podcast posted independently, but the regular length podcast is posted again,
right,
as usual. We just shout this for fun. I guess people asked us how big Polly's tits really are. So
huge.
No, not really.
Not really.
It's like my fist.
They just look big.
It's like, in perspective, yeah, it's like the size of a fist, to be honest with you.
They're bigger than a fist.
No, my fist.
Okay, maybe
yeah,
yours.
You're just like a little retard.
They're not as hairy as your fist, though.
No, they are.
I do have really hairy fists.
Like, she's like Zangief. like
Wolfman.
I just shaved right here before I came, so they wouldn't see.
Are you smelling your bottle?
I just know I'm going to end up laughing.
Yep. And I'm done.
Yeah, he's done. So he's ready to drink.
He is ready to
So we're going to go ahead and hop off and get to our next section, which is going to be our usual news. We got some great PAX news as well as like some highlights. Valve going into hardware. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some Furious 4 news, Brothers in Arms.
That.
Yeah, we got Final Fantasy Collector's Edition. We're talking about 13 individual games coming out. Bunch of other shit, so yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that, which you'll have to listen to, and we'll have our gauntlet for those of you who aren't going to bother with that. This Saturday, we're doing our gauntlet.
Yeah. This Saturday, we're doing what game? Oh, we're doing a split gauntlet, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are doing
Counter-Strike. Team Fortress 2.
Oh, you're doing Team Fortress 2 on PC.
And we're doing Left 4 Dead.
And then Left 4 Dead on Xbox, same time on Saturday. Which date was it?
Whatever the next Saturday
is. Today's the 5th?
Be the 8th.
The 8th, okay, yeah, on the 8th at 10 p.m. Central, so.
I'll be running a little late, but I'll be there.
Yeah, if you found this and you know how to get to our website, you can find our Steam names and our Xbox names. Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and dog out and get back to our regular podcast.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. Wave fine.
Bye.
Wave.
I already
Bye.
Did.
Do it again. Thank
you. <All right. laughs> Gather all your friends.
Alright, we're back from our break and from the video portion of our 100th episode. Now we're just all ears, no eyes.
You mean all voices?
No, because they're listening.
Oh, well, they are, but you're not all ears.
Yeah, but when I said not eyes, then that would that mean that we're watching?
I don't know.
Just let me go with my weird cryptic things.
Just because it's cryptic doesn't mean it's intelligent.
I know it's not supposed to be. Jesus. Do you think anything on the internet's fucking intelligent?
Definitely not us.
Yeah. Jar Jar? What do you think? She's like, Misa's so bombastic.
I'm always looking away.
She's not even trying to look at me. She's like,
looking
at
anything.
Oh, were you talking
you
to me?
Oh, that's so
me?
Stupid. Come on.
And calling me Jar Jar is not?
It's like, Misa's so angry.
Dick move.
Whoa. Aw, she's gonna drink a little root beer.
It's like, root beer, my favorite drink.
Cream soda.
Cream soda. Little Annie.
What was that last part?
Little Annie.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, look at her and her big nose. She's just pissed off.
Damn.
Oh. It's okay.
Don't fucking touch me.
You're gonna be dead, Frank.
I got a bathroom right there if you want to go throw up.
Whoa, was that an anorexia joke?
Is this a
bulimia joke?
Am I fat? Do I need to throw up?
You're fat
and
you do need to throw
up.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the heat off me. He just called you bulimic.
I did.
You said my nose was big.
Well, which would you rather have, a fat nose or a fat body?
I don't know. Fat body I can get rid of.
Fat nose.
Big nose I can't. I'm stuck with this
fat
shit.
Fat nose adds character.
I'm stuck with
hey,
this
listen,
shit.
Hey, listen, Churchill. It adds character to your face. Okay, Gonzo?
I just really...
You can hang a fucking
jacket
on it.
I just
want to
flip the table. Fuck this shit.
You can hang a jacket on her face.
I can. I've done it.
People confuse me for a clothes rack all the time. I got busted walking out of the cab one day because I thought I was trying to steal clothes. I was trying to go to the bathroom and cry. But people hung clothes on my nose.
That wasn't even funny.
That kind of was. Yeah. Anyways.
And it was still mean. You're an ass.
Well, you're wearing blue leg on, so he's all blue colored.
Smooth along.
Oh, sweet. That was my whole intent. I wasn't here to take the shirt off.
Oh, sorry, video cast.
So, yeah, now that we're moving along, let's see.
You
here.
Might be.
She's not. She's not moving along. Well, that's why Jar Jar stayed in the first, like, the first movie only. Was he in the second one?
He was in all of them.
Yeah. I don't remember him being
had,
in
like,
the
little,
second one.
Little parts.
Like, little short parts?
Yeah, like he was the ambassador.
Fuck you.
A little short roll.
So now you're saying I'm short, I have a big nose, and I have little short rolls?
Fucking women logic, man. What the fuck?
Putting words in your mouth?
He said little short rolls. Oh, I guess... No, never mind. All right.
What the fuck?
I got it now.
God.
So moving along. Moving along.
Your ego needs to be as big as your clit if you're going to hang out with us.
Oh, no. He was here whenever I read the message from Nubs.
What, the 4-inch clit? No, the enormous clit. Yeah. Her clit's like,
it's like
a seabell.
What did he say? My cock gobbling.
Her cock gobbling ways.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, your clit's like the size of that blue snowball microphone that we use. I mean, it's
no,
huge.
It's like the size of this unnamed beer that I have.
The one that's like the length of your fucking like forearm?
That's how big it is.
Yeah.
And it's actually shaped just like this.
Bottlenecks. So the cock can't escape.
It actually is a cock. It's just shaped really weird.
Actually, most clits look like dicks when you get really up close. Yeah, they do. They look like little dickheads. So that's gross. Yeah.
So this is a video game podcast.
Apparently not today.
Cocky badger. Anyways. So, we're back from a break. And from assaulting Holly and calling her a bunch of horrible things that she'll never recover
assaulting
from.
Assaulting or insulting?
Assaulting. Verbally.
Or both.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Anyways.
I'm not even saying anything.
No, you said it with
the
your
rest
face.
Of the cast. Here, you know what? You read my noose.
Oh,
peace
here you
out.
Go. Read your noose.
Fuck this place.
Fuck this place. I'm down.
I'm done.
Fuck you.
She walks away.
You're cool. Fuck you.
She walks away. We can't even see her leave beyond the table. She's just so sure. She just gnaws a hole through the wall and crawls into it.
That's why I drink whenever I come to this cast.
Oh, my God. She's staring you down.
Why are you looking at me?
And you're not even really saying anything.
Because I was going to say, do you see me fucking laughing? But then I laughed. I ruined it.
All right, so we're done attacking Holly.
No, you're
it's
not.
Just one of the, yeah, we are.
For a minute.
It's one of those nights. It's one of those nights. So, we're going to jump right into some news really quick. Short round, what you got?
I wasn't prepared for this.
It was a pretty big letter. I'm not going to go into it. I'm sorry. That is a little hand write big letters like that. You have to do like two strokes.
You do that on. That's how you do it on Big Chief.
Just like one stroke on the up and then one on the down. What's that first Big Chief right there? What's that? before Steven.
She's not even looking at Trent.
And Philip of Ubisoft walked on the stage. And the panel. What's it say?
I'm not reading that one.
Okay, read one.
You already ruined it. You tainted it.
Okay, fine. Read one I haven't tainted.
Halo 4.
Is this about the spoilers?
Spoilers.
Nobody knows about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Holly, do your thing.
Halo 4 will actually have Rooster Teeth's Griff Ball added to the multiplayer.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played the
Griff Ball? Yeah, I played Griff Ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Awesome.
Nice.
I don't know if I should explain it or not.
You should. Go ahead.
There you go.
So, the point of it is you're kind of in this arena type area or whatever. The one that I saw was the arena, at least. And you've got two teams. The only weapons that you have are either the hammer or the energy sword.
Yeah.
That's all that you're going to have. And then you've got a ball that you've got to put in the opposing team's goal, basically. And that's the point of it. But it looks fucking awesome. I have yet to play it, but that's it.
She's staring at me. What the fuck? Yes. The spoiler was there was a little video piece that was done. Stop fucking staring at me. Anyway. That was done, that actually showed a little bit of the Halo script, and some fan took this angled fucking photo of somebody, sorry, picture of somebody writing, and blew it up, and actually read the fucking script and posted the spoilers that they saw in it, which is, if you've read the Thursday Wars, the Halo story for the Thursday Wars, it's going to revolve around that, which explains all the crap that's going on, like who the main enemy is, what's up with Cortana, all that shit. So it kind of gives out all the spoilers, so... Kind of sucks. Way to go.
Fair enough.
Yep. So, Justin, you got a piece?
Got a few.
Start
with the top. So, one of the things I found out from PAX was Dead Island's got a new game called Riptide.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's just going to be a continuation from the last game. Obviously, it's titled Dead Island. But it almost felt like DLC, but obviously I haven't played enough to know. So... It looks like it's going to be on an island sort of setting. There's a lot of boats and floating zombies that can pull you out of the boat. It looks like they're going to start utilizing tower defense. Like there's a mission where they're saying they're going to utilize like bases, basically. And you're going to be able to lay mines around the base and then survive towards the zombies with your buddies. So those mines being explosive mines or poison mines or sonic mines to kind of draw people away. So... kind of interested in what's going to be going on with that, because really the first one didn't have any of the tower defense stuff. I like tower defense a lot, and I think it ought to be something pretty fun.
You're freaking people out, dude. You keep staring at everybody. You're freaking people out with your bird face. There we go. That got rid of stop.
So, and then I got a lot of other news, but
alright, Rex, you got a piece?
Yeah. Actually, so
you're pretty, Holly. You're pretty. Okay.
No, don't touch.
You're
me.
Pretty inside. That's what really matters.
No, not specific gaming, but a rather interesting tech news piece.
I keep that for back.
You can't
Thank
fake
you.
This for very long,
Fuck
can
you, Trent?
Yeah, go ahead.
All of you.
Her tits give it away. This is a total joke.
Rex, continue.
12 million Apple iPhone DIDs were stolen by Anonymous.
What's a DID?
Like the direct phone identifier.
Oh, okay.
But what was more interesting was they posted about a million of them to Pastebin.
Jesus.
That also had usernames... addresses, the type of device, cell phone numbers, zip codes, all kinds of stuff. And supposedly they actually got it off an FBI special agent's laptop.
Wow.
So the bigger question is, assuming that that is true, which of course the FBI is denying it, why do they have that information?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what is Apple just information whoring out to... the FBI, because
honestly, Google grabs a fair amount of information that most people consider fairly private.
Google sucks.
I mean, there's a lot of things I like about Google, and I like how they do the test markets and innovate and things like that, but they share a lot of information I'd rather them not. Even if my name isn't attached to it, just because they assigned an ID to it and just basically share everything I search on there.
Well, when you become number one for Rex Ashcraft on Google image search, then it...
So anyways.
Alright, so is that what you got on that?
Yeah, that was that one.
Okay. I got one.
Do you want to scroll down?
Yeah, if you want to scroll down for me, sir. Down to Holly's height. There we go. So yeah, let's see here. Final Fantasy 13 is going to make a return with another Final Fantasy 13 game. This time, it's going to be playing Lightning, is who you're going to be playing once again. One of the interesting things on this game, though, is they're going to bring back something that, like, Zelda did with the Majora's Mask, which is the game takes place a century later, like about 100 years later. It's going to be four different islands that are connected by a transit system that you're free-roaming through, and it takes place over 13 days. So I think you actually have 13 actual real-time days to beat the game before the entire world ends.
Interesting.
Yes.
Huh.
So it just seems like they're just... beating the fucking Final Fantasy 13 franchise to death.
Well, I kind of want to get back in and finish 13 too, because that one really wasn't that
bad.
Yeah,
that one wasn't bad at all. That one was pretty okay.
It was pretty alright.
Yeah.
Making a little bit of a return to what they were doing before.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So, okay. Holly, you got another piece?
What?
I don't know what I'm going to go with.
Oh, okay.
Go with the shortest one.
Thanks for that.
Sorry. You're tall in my mind, all right?
How can you even see me to ask me what I wanna go over next? Maybe you should just skip me.
Yeah, have you ever seen The Incredible Shrinking Woman with Lily Tomlin? That's like totally your type of movie.
So Hammer Point.
Yes.
Is coming out with an MMO called The War Z, or The War Z.
So, zombie-themed.
Yeah, it's going to be zombie-themed. It's a post-apocalyptic game with zombies.
MMO, or...?
Yes, MMO.
I think I heard about this. Was there anything else you dug up on it, or...?
I watched one of the videos on it, and I just picked up a few little things that they had. Let's see...
Was it post-apocalyptic, like a... in a few years ahead in the future, or like way ahead in the future?
I didn't see that much. All that I know is like you actually have to have food and water, a lot like DayZ.
Yeah.
They actually said that they picked up a lot of what people were talking about in the DayZ threads that they wanted and kind of incorporated or started incorporating them into this game.
What about the game modes? Was it adjusting like the second one?
The game modes, they're actually going to come with two of them. There's a normal mode, which gives you a cooldown period for your death, I guess, to actually, like, regain your health, is what I assume they meant. and you also have the hardcore mode, which means your death is permanent.
Awesome.
I do like hardcore mode.
Yeah, I know you do. But it's cooldown mode, kind of like Warcraft does, whenever you die, when you come back to life. If you respawn, what was it, outside the cemetery, you get the hour sickness.
Resurrection sickness.
Yeah. Unless you respawn in the cemetery. So
I mean, I was watching one of the videos on it, and it actually looks really cool. They say that it's always best to play with people. They also have a co-op mode that you can do.
Play with a friend.
Yeah, you can play with a friend.
Play with others.
Play
with yourself.
The inventory actually looked a lot bigger than it was in DayZ, though, because I think in DayZ you only had, what, 9
so,
to 12
It depends
slots?
On the
backpacks that you pick up when you first start, yeah.
Okay.
God, we gotta get back into that.
This one had 20 slots that I know of, and it may have had, like, a few more up at the top that
probably
I
get some
was it Resident Evil style, where, like, certain things filled up more slots? Could you tell?
No, it was... The way they had it set up, it was all the same. There were just 20 slots, and that was it. There wasn't anything that was
slots. Could you tell if items stacked? Like, if you were carrying ammo?
I didn't notice.
You didn't? These are things you have to look at with survival
games. Didn't.
You really need to.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
So next time, just do the pull-up on the desk a little bit longer so you can see this.
I can't do pull-ups. My arms are little bitty, really hard.
Justin,
maybe if I did it with my nose, I would have better luck.
What's your next piece, Justin? Self-deprecation.
Hey, Holly. High five.
Cliffhanger.
On myself?
Yeah. You had to cut
with
it like
myself, though, I guess.
Yeah, you're always doing it with yourself.
So, Brotherhood in Arms 4 is no more.
Yes.
And what that was that Gearbox
game.
That's
such a loaded headline.
Well, let me explain, though.
Yeah.
So, that was the game that looked kind of like Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah,
set
Furious
in,
4.
Yeah. And it was going to be kind of a, like a cartoony, kind of like, really over-the-top action game.
It was a departure from Brothers in Arms' usual style.
So. Right, but it was being done by Gearbox,
yeah.
Which makes sense why they go that direction. Yeah. Well, Randy Pitchford stated that he wanted to work on, basically he wanted to make more changes than Brotherhood in Arms, the IP, would allow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically just doing the same game, just way more over the top with a new name.
Yeah.
So it's not gone. It's just no longer going to be Brotherhood in Arms 4. It's going to be a Gearbox title.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about questing. He was talking about having co-op and...
Borderlands with Nazis.
Borderlands with Nazis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. So that's a game I've been...
Yeah, and he's going to be doing an announcement on the Gearbox website, I'm sure, on September 15th.
Nice.
So right before Borderlands launches, we'll hear more about this.
Okay. And what's the nice little solid news you got for us over here? Yeah, I read all about this.
The open world Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero, and the open world version of Metal Gear Solid.
So an open world version of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Means that you can it means that you can start your game at the retirement home. Go to the proctologist on your way to run a mission.
You're foraging for cigarettes.
Yeah. Get your physical.
Yeah.
It's like Quest 1, find the rubber gloves. Yeah.
Say, so it's announced on the 30th.
Snake!
Definitely looking forward to more about it.
Well, what he said, you're talking about the Hideo Kojima, his conversation, like his actual panel that he did at PAX, because that's actually one of my bits. Thanks for looking at the docs.
Oh,
good job on that.
God.
Good job on that.
Was yours talking about the
She has a short
though?
Views on this subject. So.
She likes Senior Snake. Holy,
anyway.
Why don't you pick up on it since you have more about it?
Well, no, I mean, he was just talking about how they wanted to do like the open world thing. He's actually coming up with, they're working on their engine called Fox Engine.
Yeah, they've been talking about the Fox Engine
for
a while.
Yeah, that they want to really get into so they can do a lot more open worlds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly using it for a Silent Hill game.
I'd like to see it. We just remember maybe about a year ago we were looking at demos of the Fox Engine and it looked like the CryEngine, just more detail.
Yeah.
I'm pretty interested because at that point when they were showing off stuff back on, I'm going to say it was like PAX or E3 last year, he was running it on like a top-of-the-line PC. So seeing how that rasters down to a console would be kind of cool. It's a Solid Snake, or it's a Senior Snake game.
People.
Yeah, but Metal Gear is always going to be on a Sony product. You know this. Aside from the ones they released on Xbox that were re-releases.
Yeah, the HD.
Yeah, the HD collection.
I think they said they were going back to Solid Snake though, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe so.
You got Viagra.
Not Naked Snake?
Yeah, no. You got battery. He's solid once again.
So. He'd be solid once again.
Yeah. And he got Insight, so he's 10 times bigger now.
What's that whistling?
That's Insight. No, it wasn't Insight. It was, wasn't Insight that
it's
had
like
Insight. Whistling Bob?
Yeah, yeah. Bob.
How did that go?
His wife is. I always laugh when I whistle like an outfit. I'm just like, I look like I'm blowing midget dick. I'm just like. Yeah. All the women looked happy.
I think people
Anyways.
Are really stupid when they whistle.
Yeah. Thank
Kissing
you.
The air.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Yeah, I know. You never look at me. Why?
Not anymore.
Anyway, so you're done with that. You took that one over. I got my next one. Let's see. Let's go ahead and jump into some more Final fucking Fantasy. We scroll down a little bit. So, Square has finally, we all knew this was coming, but they finally are going to release it this month in Japan, and that is the Final Fantasy 25th Anniversary Collection. And this is going to be Final Fantasy 1 through 13. And one of the big questions people asked was, since a lot of those games were on different consoles, how are they going to do this? Are they going to port them over all to PlayStation 3 or what? The answer is they're actually going to keep them on the original discs. So the collection is going to include 18 PS1 discs. 3 PlayStation 2 discs, and 1 UMD for PSP. No word on the US release, but it will drop in Japan sometime this month, and it's going to be 35,000 yen, which is $447.
Currently,
yeah. And that's pretty much what it comes to. I mean, when you look at that, though, what was it, 18? So 22 CDs. Oh, yeah, plus it comes with an entire soundtrack video disc. So I think it's 2 discs of nothing but soundtrack.
Honestly, as long as the current PS3 plays all those discs.
If it does, that's one of my big things. It better have some kind of support to where it can play because, I mean, I like some of the. I mean, a lot of those Final Fantasy titles I'm a big fan of. A big fan of the originals all the way up to, I think it was 8. I didn't like 9 very much, but I loved 10. 11 was whatever. 12 was fucking whatever. 13 was okay. I would pick it up, maybe not for $450, but, you know, I would pick it up eventually, but only if I could play them all on one fucking console. I don't want to have to go out and buy a PlayStation 1.
Well, honestly, you could put all of this, that. I know purists would probably be pissed with this, but as somebody who's slowly or quickly running out of space for video games and things like that, having it all on one Blu-ray.
Actually, I saw some of the package stuff for it. It's impressive.
Is it?
So having it all on multiple discs is kind of...
Yeah, but is it like a binder?
From what I saw, the one I saw, they opened it up and it had like all these different sleeves for the Final Fantasy games with clear sleeves so you could see the discs. And it looked pretty cool. So... Plus, it had this nice little plaque thing that was one of those little curved, like it was all plastic and came down and curved at the bottom.
Right.
And it was just this nice artwork piece. Very, very minimal. Very Final Fantasy 13-ish piece of art that I kind of liked a lot, too. So, all right. Justin?
So, one of the other things that I have is there's a big hurrah that was done because of, I guess somebody at Gearbox had made a statement saying, there wasn't going to be any female playable characters in Colonial Marines. Now, obviously from the movies, the main person is a heroine, so I mean, it's always been the female protagonist in all the movies.
Yeah, but having a chick like Vasquez from Aliens, you know, like, you ever been mistaken for a chick? No? Have you? You know? Like, I love Vasquez. She's awesome as shit.
So, but they... It was a misquote. They said there was no female playable characters in the demo.
Yeah.
And somebody took it out of context, but... 3,800 fans and some of the original actresses from the original movies put together a petition, sent out to Gearbox and said, hey, will you put female playable characters at least in the multiplayer?
Nice.
And they responded and said, yes, we were already going it anyway.
Yeah, given Sigourney Weaver's connections with much nerdiness, she was probably involved in that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, hell, she was in that Cabin in the Woods movie just recently, which I finally watched, Holly.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was horrible.
I thought it was funny.
It's got some really good funny parts, but it was horrible as shit.
Well, no, it's supposed to be terrible, though.
The concept
that's
okay.
The point of it.
It was just...
It was supposed to be absolutely ridiculous, and that's one thing that I liked about it.
I'll watch it again when I'm not drunk and see if I appreciate it.
So, but anyways, that's the bit on Colonial Marines. That comes out next year.
Yep.
No definitive...
February, or... No, it is definitive. February. I believe, yeah. Steam even has it listed for February, funny.
Cool. So, that's coming out. That'll be something fun.
Yeah, I'm actually way looking forward to that. I'm buying Borderlands. I'm pre-ordering it like a couple days before it comes out this month so I can get the Necromancer online through Steam.
Are we playing on Steam?
Yeah, I'm getting on Steam. And I'm grabbing Dishonored at the end of the month pre-order. But after that, I think the only game I'm really looking forward to pre-ordering is Aliens.
So I'll probably pick it up both. I want to pick it up on Steam so I can play with you and Scott.
Yeah.
And anybody else that wants to play it, Holly. But I'm also picking it up on Xbox to play with friends on Xbox as well.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I want to try out girlfriend mode with a girlfriend, so...
Yeah.
It'd be a kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, awesome. Holly, you got another piece?
So, Color Bind, which is a new puzzle platformer, is coming out on Steam on the 24th. And it's based on, like, color and gravity. So, like, different colors... are affected by gravity different ways. Like, I think red is just normal, and then, like, blue will, like, float more to the left.
Kind of like how Galilean thermometer is done with the different color.
No idea.
Yeah, it's basically.
But yeah, so that looks really cool. There are, like, 50-plus puzzles, and then you've got 20 local co-op, and then, like, level creation and stuff like that. But that game, it looks pretty difficult, but it That looks kind of cool.
Nice. Nice.
So that's something to, you know, look into, I guess.
Yeah.
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 You know.
I'd keep your chin up, Holly. Rex, what do you got?
Justin, was you going to talk about Ubisoft? Or?
If you got it, go for it.
So Ubisoft finally went and did the right thing and abandoned the DRM model of Always Online.
So, I want to bring up a point about that, though, too, that you may or may not have, and I just did a little bit of research, to kind of tell people why people are so pissed off with the DRM on PC games.
Diablo
so Assassin's...
3.
Yeah.
Well, not... Well, that's not an Ubisoft game, but...
DRM in general.
Yeah. But to give you a really good example, Assassin's Creed 2 sold a shitload of units. Everything else has sold millions and millions and millions. Even on PC, it sold over 1.6 million units. 5% of people who bought that for PC couldn't play it because of the DRM.
Wow.
That's 5% of 1.6 million. That's thousands and thousands of people. So, that's fucking nuts.
It's like one of my big piss-offs that I discovered with... This isn't so much about the DRM, it's more about... This is about Dark Souls. Dark Souls and the games for Windows. You know,
A lot of people have a little bit of piss-offs about games for Windows.
For me, it's one of those things where you are Windows. Your company is Microsoft. You make Windows. You make games for Windows,
Life.
The client. You make that. You release it with the games. Dark Souls comes out, and on Windows 7, it works fine. Windows 8, which is your product, which is supposed to work with games for Windows Live, and they even put out a version supposed to work with it, does not fucking work. It will not turn on. It's a fuck up in the DLL. You have to patch it and shit. And when you patch it, it doesn't work right. And so you cannot play Dark Souls on Windows 8.
Well, it's not necessarily DRM.
I know it's not DRM.
It's
just something that I just thought.
You
got to
sign into that service in order to play the game.
Yeah, which really pisses me off because like Dark Knight. Sorry, not Dark Knight, but Batman: Arkham Asylum. Sorry, Arkham City's the same way.
Yeah, it had some problems too. There was a couple of times where I logged in, it's like you have no progress. It's
but
like,
the worst part is that it doesn't save your progress if you're not logged in. And that just really irritates the shit out of me.
Well, the new thing that Ubi's doing is they're going ahead and setting it up so that you don't have to... You basically authenticate it one time, and after it's authenticated, no more authentications. You don't have to worry about it ever again. You've registered that copy, do with it what you will.
Good.
It is your copy. So that's one that Ubisoft finally did right.
Oh, they're still going to be doing the Uplay crap?
I'm sure they will, but that's not that big a deal.
No, but it can still get kind of annoying. But, yeah.
Because you earn shit for other games.
Yeah, I know you can. Like, whenever I play my Anno game, I've already earned a lot of credits on that and bought most of the additional things, like the additional carrier that I could pick up and one of the map packs, which is kind of nice. But, let's see. So that was Rex. Justin.
Okay. So, looking at PAX News, I was paying a lot of attention to cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that were wearing some Vault 42 swag.
Oh, yeah.
And basically what happened is, I guess, at the Bethesda booth, they were letting people spend bottle caps to get items from behind the booth.
Nice.
And so, dude goes up there with his girlfriend. They're both wearing Vault 42 gear. And I don't remember if Vault 42 was a real vault, but they had the vault suits on. And they go up there, and they pay 3 bottle caps for this ammo box. Well, he buys the ammo box, takes it back, and then he has lock picks, like bobby pins, and it's in the shirt pocket, and so does she. It's got a little lock on it, so they start trying to unlock this little box. Well, he pulls a fast one and says, "Hey, I need you to hold this up." She holds it up, he pulls out a key and unlocks it, but pretends he's lockpicking it. And this was caught all on video. And inside, they open it up, there's some shell casings, there's a bunch of sand, there's a paper bag. Well, inside the paper bag was a ring. He proposed to her with that.
Yeah.
Fucking
that is
badass.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Wow. I had to give the guy fucking props for that.
That's props to Bethesda's booth people for
working with them.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So
I mean, how can you shoot somebody down? You know, when they say, "Hey, will you help me out?" So
yeah,
that's
so,
pretty awesome.
That was pretty fucking cool.
I want you to shoot somebody. That's a story. All right, I got one. No, what are you laughing at? I'm mad at you. Okay, I got one.
You're mad at me?
No, I'm joking. It's real life. I got one. I hate you with the passion of burning suns.
Good.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Now, this is some old news. Scroll down some more. Jesus Christ. Anyways, here's some old news. Now, this was brought up a while ago, like probably back in June, but they have a new Walking Dead game that's coming out, and this was brought up again this week during the whole PAX stuff, last week, and I wanted to throw it out there because it was something that, you know, Telltale's got their version of Walking Dead, which I'm actually really happy with. I still need to play the new episode. But, Terminal Reality and Activision have been working on this one, and they're finally going to put it out early 2013. And what it is it's a Walking Dead game. It's called The Beginning, basically. And it's a first-person shooter, survival game, based more on kind of the whole evade and conserve ammo, you know, survive. And you're going to be playing Daryl Dixon.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to play Daryl, and Merle's going to be with you.
Nice.
It's everything leading up to the actual story. So
the story from the movie series or the story from the comic?
I'm not sure which. I think they're going to mainly focus more on the TV show, because everything they show for it has that actor, that particular actor, I forgot his name, as Daryl Dixon.
Oh, okay.
And Merle. So, but it's going to be that. There's actually going to be dialogue choices you can make. You can piss people off. You can help people out. You can have them join with you.
You bought the season pass on Steam.
Yeah, I have the entire Walking Dead game, yeah.
So, are all of them out now, or do we got one more episode?
No, the third episode just finally released just, like, last week. I think there's five total.
Oh, okay, cool.
They've just been really shitty on their one new episode every month.
It's been one every other month. But maybe they're just doing that so they can make sure they get everything done.
You will stick with that.
Okay.
I've heard other reasons why. It's just because they totally they overestimated their abilities. But yeah. So, by the way,
they're still sticking with it.
Yeah, they're sticking with it. They just pissed off a lot of people.
Did you guys hear that the guy that plays as Herschel actually ended up getting a DUI? Like last week sometime?
Wow, that's funny. Yeah.
It's prophetic.
Was Rick chasing after him? You gotta come back to the farm, Herschel. Anyway.
I thought that was funny.
That is funny. Yeah, but... anyways, yeah, so that's going to be out 2013 on Xbox, PlayStation 3, and PC, an actual first-person survival shooter for Walking Dead. Very excited. You can go to thewalkingdeadbegins.com, where they actually have a pre-order option on there, but no fucking real video to show you the game. I hate it when they do that.
Like, pre-order before you know.
Yeah, pre-order before you can see anything other than this really cool Flash thing we put together. Yeah.
You've got a lot of faith.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it because it's, you know, it's Terminal Reality games. They did Blood Rain as well as
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but they did that as well as goddamn, I'm trying to remember what other games they put out. They put out some pretty decent titles that people are into. So I have faith in seeing what they can do. Like I said, it's going to have the conversation options where you can kind of piss people off and change the story as you play it.
Yeah,
which will be interesting to see. Going more in the direction of those open-ended games. Plus, I don't know how far they're going to go into... Like, here's their full list of stuff. They've got the Blair Witch games.
Really? Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters is probably the best one. SNK.
Yeah. But is that the actual Ghostbusters the game?
Yeah, that's
okay, that was a great one. That one was fun as hell. Yeah, they got that. Blood Rain titles, which are really popular for some people.
Metal
Slug, yeah.
Ghostbusters, Blood Rain.
Ghostbusters was a great game, man.
SNK Arcade and Metal Slug are the only ones that I see worth a damn on here.
Yeah, but you know, those are ones that are very popular too.
So BMF Cast will appreciate this. They're the ones that made that Spy Hunter game,
mm-hmm.
With The Rock that you guys talk about every now and then. That was pretty awful. I think it's with The Rock. I don't remember.
That looks like
that's The Rock. Johnson, yeah, but no, the Blair Witch games. I remember playing those back in like 2000 or something like that when they first came out. They weren't actually modern day. They were the past history that's supposed to go into the Blair Witch, which actually made them interesting for a change, because the modern day Blair Witch story just totally sucked ass. But they were okay. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see what they come up with. Anyways, Holly.
So PAX next year is actually going to be in Australia.
Yeah.
They don't know exactly where or when. But they do know what's happening. And then
Australia finally pulled their heads out of their asses in a few areas. They're like, hey, we can finally go there.
Well, and then another little bit that I have on that is next year PAX will actually be lasting 4 days rather than 3. It'll be Friday through Monday.
Oh, another day of geekery. Nice.
I'm excited about it.
So PAX Prime. So can we say at this point we're going to try to make PAX Prime?
Or just PAX East.
Either or. I think we need to make one this year.
I would love to. But with my job currently...
You'll have vacation by then, I'm sure.
Maybe. There's nobody else in my fucking office left. I'm like the only fucking coder.
So I've got 10 days of vacation that I have to use before the end of the year. So...
Well,
I'll have 5 weeks next year, so... I'll be able to use some of that for that.
Well, maybe I can convince my boss it's like a full-on technology expo with coding involved. And they'll actually pay for me to go at that point.
Yeah,
well, he can pay for me to go.
I can convince him there's like a Photoshop conference or something like that. So
we'll just find something technology based.
Something random, some like old fart talking about fucking nano
dogs. We'll go to a couple of panels talking about future technology. Or
yeah, we'll be like, here, this Deus Ex thing. That's actually a panel about future computer technology.
It's the future, guys.
Yeah, it's future stuff. What's this video game? I don't know. Nothing. Don't worry about that.
They have.
Oh, yeah. There's something else going on that I will not be at.
I will not be there, sir. You can even GPS me. Anyway, so that's hers. Rex, what do you got?
I don't know if it's specifically PAX East or PAX, not PAX East, but PAX related. New Bad Piggies game.
What's Bad Piggies?
Angry Birds, the piggies. Oh. The piggies are getting their back. They're getting back. Get to go after the eggs. I see such another time waster for me.
Oh, no, man. Angry Birds Seasonal Edition really ate up a lot of my fucking time. Yeah, the Thanksgiving one, yeah.
For such a simple game, it is kind of entertaining. I remember going to somebody's birthday at the Japanese restaurant, and it was Matt, actually, that was just sitting right next to me just fucking playing Angry Birds the entire fucking time.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'll take my tablet out in the middle of meetings, and I'll be sitting there playing, and getting yelled at, playing.
They need a date on when it's going to be out?
No, not a... Let's see. I don't know, actually, they do. September 27th.
That's coming up real soon.
Not bad.
These guys are just making bank. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Justin, what do you got?
Well, speaking of coming out soon, Torchlight 2 is coming out on PC September 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. $20, too.
Nice. It's
and I actually anticipate this maybe being more fun than Diablo.
I have already gone in on a 4-pack and have it pre-purchased.
You might have to pick up a copy of that as a gift for the Tiltcast listeners, some lucky fan.
Yeah. We'll just do some random contest.
Yeah.
We got some goodies we're getting ready to give away.
Guess Holly's hype.
She's not hobbit size, but how large is she?
Actually, she said her height at one point earlier tonight. I think you did.
Did I?
No, you said the average hobbit height. But then I think you threw yours out.
She said greater than, but didn't quite say less than.
Yeah. So you got to narrow down. It's not three.
So I did want to throw something else out real quick, though, because it's a really quick bit. Remember Fortnite that we were talking about last year?
Yeah. That was
and I thought,
Gears of War guys.
Not Unreal. Well, they make Unreal.
No, it's not Naughty Dog.
Fuck, why do I not know this? Epic Games.
That was it.
So anyways, it's going to be a really cartoony looking game that's going to kind of combine bits of tower defense and Minecraft and gratuitous violence all in one. And the idea is that you're going to start off chopping trees kind of like Minecraft to get building materials. After you do that, you're going to start building a fort with your buddies. And you're going to be defending that fort from goblins and zombies and all sorts of creatures with differing abilities. But it's not quite... He said it's not going to be quite as customizable as Minecraft is, but he's going to make it really damn close.
Yeah.
So the idea is you're going to be chopping for materials. Like he was talking about one of the articles I was reading is from PAX. He's like, well, you get this crossbow, and then you can upgrade that crossbow, so you can be one of the hunter, like one of the gatherer types.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use that crossbow to shoot a line between buildings and zip line between buildings over the horde, so you can go out and search for materials while your buddies defend the base. So it seems like it's going to have a little bit... This would be a really good Gauntlet title, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's going to be done on Unreal 4, and I guess Unreal 4 is supposed to be really scalable, so from everything from a shit PC to a top-of-the-line PC, we'll be able to kind of go in between all of that.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to this. And it's supposed to be out sometime next year, but no definitive date yet.
Nice.
So, anyways, somebody else can go.
Holly, what do you got?
So, Gotham City Impostors has moved to Steam Free-to-Play.
Yes,
I saw that.
But was actually taken off of EA Origins, GameStop Impulse, and Windows Live. But the people that lost it, that were playing on those, and that were actually forced to play on Steam, will be getting special content that only they will get. And I don't know exactly what that is, but they're actually getting special treatment.
So you can't play it on Xbox Live anymore?
It just says it's Windows Live. I don't know.
That's fucked. Ian's going to be pissed.
Hmm.
Why?
Move
did he just buy
future.
It or something?
No, Ian was playing it the whole time, wasn't he?
I don't remember ever playing that with Ian.
I'm pretty sure Ian played that.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I feel bad, because we did play that at Forgotten for a little while, too.
Anyways, so let's go and jump into Justin. You got some?
I got some real quick bits.
Okay.
Minecraft Adventure Update still weeks away for Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things with Creative Mode for Minecraft was Creative Mode, and also having the extra NPCs and biomes. So that's something they're still working on, but it's not quite out. A couple of really big bits that I have: Dawnguard may not come to PS3
mm-hmm.
at all. Bethesda's quoted as saying, "It's not a problem that we're positive we can solve. We're working together with Sony to try to bring you this content." What does that actually mean? Well, it means that their coders don't really know how to mess with PS3.
Yeah.
And it's completely different. I mean, it's a completely different package to program for that. Like, when you program on Xbox, it's pretty much the same as doing a Windows game.
Yeah.
Which makes it really easy to program for Xbox. Except you just got to downscale it. But PS3 is a totally different animal, and it's more powerful than the Xbox, but sometimes that shit sucks.
Yeah.
Who else has other news? Because I still have probably about 5 pieces.
I got 2 pieces. You got one?
I have various tech, not specifically game-related news.
Right, go ahead and jump into one of them.
So kind of some real interesting stuff. Self-driving cars bill approved in California. So, such as Nevada has, the Google cars will soon be ferrying you around.
Is that the ones that drive by themselves?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, as currently, have not had any wrecks while operating under their own control. The only wrecks that they've had have been while under human manual control.
That's got to be weird, though. Like, just taking your hands off the wheel and trying... I couldn't sleep in the car.
Back to Minority Report. Little cars driving you around.
What happens when it gets icy outside or something like that, though? Like, do
they
you trust it?
Consideration, yeah.
Hey,
or does it just say, I'm not capable of driving right now, and it just makes you stay home?
They just started kind of doing road testing this year, so it's interesting to see what kind of happens.
Nice.
I'll just run through these real quick. Scientists have kind of picked up an algorithm to detect drunk people by thermal cameras. So...
Well, what if Justin's just naturally, like, warm?
Actually, it goes based upon, like, the nose becomes warmer and the forehead becomes cooler. Although, it's clearly not obvious when
you're
out there. I can hide it. I don't know about all you guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Really good at hiding it.
I just don't go very far. That's my thing. If I know I'm going to get hammered and I have to self-propel my way there, I make sure it's only by a couple blocks.
Nice.
All right. Within walking distance.
You got another one?
That's kind of the main things, really.
Okay, I got one that is a game that I discovered that looks really great. It's called Don't Starve. And for Minecraft people out there, I'm sorry, you don't really build shit. But you do harvest resources. It's a really cute game. See if you can find a video on there while we're talking about it. And what it is you play a... I might want to mute your... Sorry, mute your...
It's muted.
Okay. Basically, it's got this great art style, very interesting. But you play this kid who's lost, who's been left behind, and you're walking around harvesting
organs.
Seeds and carrots and all kinds of crap to try and, you know, stay alive. Yeah, that's basically the game right there. That's basically what it looks like.
Okay.
That looks really cool.
I know, it looks really cute. Yeah. There are little enemies you can attack. And I think it's actually up on Google right now for a browser app. And you can pick it up. I think it's like $6. But it's a really cute game. And it's just all about survival. And it's got like... I know they added some new features. They do have a day and night like timer. So you can see what time of day it is.
He grew a little
and
beard.
Here he is running around. Well, he's been out there for a while. So
it looks like they hand drew it.
Yeah.
And then... just use that for the textures.
Yeah, I guess that's what it feels like. But here he's setting the forest on fire. Being chased by something. So. Sorry, my phone. I thought I muted that. Anyways,
balls in his mouth?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, but basically it's a wilderness survival game full of science and magic. So it's actually, you can use things in there to make fire, make this, make that. And it's don'tstarvegame.com. I believe it was available on the Google store right now for $6, and you can pick it up, and it looks like a lot of fun. I'm probably going to buy it, you know, very soon. Hoping to maybe see it come over to full PC Steam release, or at least some console stuff. So
I'll post a link.
Yeah, very cute game.
Holly.
So this might not be something that you three are excited about, but RTX, which is the Rooster Teeth Expo, is going to be in July next year.
I've been following Rooster Teeth longer than you have.
Well, yeah, but you don't. I don't know.
She
I know they don't.
No,
I've been.
They
watching.
Don't.
Though.
Like,
they used to do so a long time ago. They used
like
to do the Achievement Hunter thing.
They still do it.
Okay.
But they still have Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter.
Yeah, I've been watching the Achievement Hunter thing for several years now.
Yeah, I go through that.
And also was that and Red versus Blue. I mean,
yeah. And they've got a lot of new stuff.
They're one of those sites that, like, for years and years and years, I discovered them back when Red versus Blue had just started.
Yeah,
that were still kind of new to the whole internet thing, and they really struggled for a very long time, and it didn't really come into their own until the last few years.
Well, they've been doing it for 10 years now. Like, Red versus Blue has been around for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Well, that was their bread and butter, but, I mean, they're one of those sites that I had a lot of respect for because it took them probably 6 years plus before they made enough to, like, pay rent.
Yeah, they're...
And now they do way more than pay rent, but really, really funny group of guys. I'm really, really, really entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, their RTX is going to be July 5th, 6th, and 7th of next year.
So right after the 4th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should be the 5th.
Nice.
Yep.
Justin, you got
something? That is true.
I got a few things.
It's a news-heavy episode.
It is a news-heavy episode. I told everybody to be prepared, and goddammit, we were. So one of the other things that we were talking Borderlands earlier, and we talked about girlfriend mode a few weeks ago, maybe two. Necromancer class is the one for girlfriend mode. It's going to be released on October 16th. If you don't pre-order the game, it's $10. You get that as part of DLC. But basically, it has a BFF tree. The BFF tree is basically girlfriend mode. What it does, it basically helps the other people playing the game have aim assist. And so they kind of lock on targets is what it does,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of neat. Also, if you want to go more in the way of the hard side of things, you can do the Chaos Tree, which lets you stack abilities. So, like, you can throw an ability down on an enemy and then choose another ability to launch onto it. And as you do more abilities on it, you get better damage. So you can kind of play it like a Warlock. So kind of like, Soul Trap or what? Not Soul Trap, but Soul Leech. I think you stack Soul Leech and then Shadow Bolt, you got extra damage. So kind of the same kind of tactic going on there.
Nice.
But it's kind of neat because one of the things I wrote down is it kind of means that Gearbox is saying, hey, we know this could be a real noob class. You're new to first-person shooters, but also if you want to play it as somebody wanting to maybe get some more depth of the game, then it could be kind of a pro class, too.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Borderlands a long time. I want to try the Chaos Tree. I've only played Borderlands a couple times. I want to try the BFF Tree and play with my girlfriend, because my girlfriend's better at FPS than I am. So
I like saying that word, girlfriend.
So, but one of the other things that, since we did talk about this, I thought this would be kind of fun to discuss, if we're ready for this. Dark Souls might get an easy mode. My headline on there was motherfucking bullshit.
Motherfucking bullshit, all caps.
That's bullshit, man.
So director Hidetaka Miyazaki wants the game to be satisfying rather than difficult.
No.
So
fuck that.
Mean that you guys have to play it on easy mode? That just gives other people
just,
a chance to play it
but,
and
but
enjoy it.
But then they'll try coming into my game.
And
it'll
kill them.
And then we'll kill them.
That's
yeah.
what was
there
so satisfying
go.
About
it's like that
game.
Guy
most
that sat
difficulty.
There with my shield up the entire time. He had his shield up, and we were like in this dark cavern area, and I just cleared it out when I saw he invaded. We stood there for like 3 minutes just circling each other. I was just like, I don't know what type of weapon this guy has. I'm like, fuck. And he finally comes at me. I fucking swing and just one hit. He's dead. And I'm like, oh, fucking pussy.
You know, I haven't lost to a character yet.
I've lost once, but the guy was like way
well, I had
than me.
I had a guy that had Havel's armor, and he had the lightning spear.
Yeah.
And he was coming at me with a lightning spear, and I kept sidestepping him and hitting him with my golem axe.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny, because I got him down really far, and then he just turned and ran.
Yeah.
And he started running, and then I saw the player has left your game.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But, pretty much the whole point of Dark Souls, aside from just being hard, is it's satisfying because it's hard.
Yeah.
Part of the point of Dark Souls is mastery of a certain rule set.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get used to playing the game a certain way, it's not hard, it's just satisfying, and it is difficult, but it's only difficult because you don't follow the rules.
Well, it's also a mid-stream game, because it's one of those things where you get used to using a certain weapon
yeah,
in a weapon class a certain way, and then you'll find something way more powerful. And, oh, I want to use this, and you had to change everything. How you fight, how you guard, when you attack, all that stuff.
Well, it's kind of like we showed some of the footage earlier on the video cast, mm-hmm. Of me playing sloppy, but just playing fast and loose, just kind of fucking around. And you could see I was taking damage because I was swinging too early. I wasn't blocking fast enough, things like that. Again, just fucking around, but you saw me on a couple of those where I did the parry and riposte and fucking jabbed the guy in the gut. So it's one of those things where that game is all about how you play the game, and it's all about the mastery of the mechanics. Not a whole lot of story. There is some story, but it doesn't really go into a lot of depth about it. And it's fairly simple. It's just explore this big-ass area and become alive again. Well, there's a little more to it than that. But
yeah, there is some story.
So I have a proposal for Mr. Hidetaka Miyazaki.
Don't do it.
Well, I know what's the problem. The reason for this is you want to appeal to more of the masses. If you do this, there needs to be a 1,000-point achievement for beating it on normal and a 5,000-point achievement for beating it on a New Game Plus. If you beat this on easy, you need a 0-point achievement. And then you need to get... It needs to say, welcome to the real Dark Souls after you do that.
Actually, I would say that put no achievement for being on easy.
So I said a 0-point.
Put it at like 50 and 100. 50 for normal and then 100 for New Game Plus. If you beat a New Game Plus game. I'll give it that. I wouldn't say 5,000. I wouldn't say 1,000. That's just kind of a little too overboard.
Well, especially... I'm just saying if they release this, I want something that says, oh, well, I'm one of the original people who played this.
You want some recognition.
I do want some recognition. So, or if you beat it before that, you get an achievement that nobody else can get.
What about a special avatar item? If you beat it before it got released.
And you can only unlock the achievement if you beat it before they release easy mode.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you get a special avatar item if you've already beaten it? It's in your Xbox. Actually, no, your Xbox Live points it if you beat it. If you want to go that far.
So, anyways.
You can get a mimic chest hat.
So, what has everybody else got? Because I got a few stories left.
I've got one left. Holly, what do you got?
I don't have any.
She's done. Rex.
Rex, you out?
Yeah, he's out. All right, so what do you got, Justin? What's next?
One of the main things that we got is Dawn Guard may not come to PS3.
Yes.
And the big thing with that is Bethesda was quoted recently that this is not a problem or a positive we can solve. We're working together with Sony to try to bring you this content. So what does that basically mean?
That one guy on PS3 is like...
Yeah, the one PS3 does like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's like, it's going to come. No, there's a lot of PlayStation 3 Skyrim players.
I know, and it kind of sucks because it sold. It went Xbox, then PS3, then PC.
Yeah.
And they've shown the PC a lot of love. They've shown Xbox a whole lot of love, and PS3 people aren't getting very much love.
Well, what sucks is that's what I bought. I bought Skyrim for Moon on PS3.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks because...
Yep.
But he hates you now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. All right, Holly, you got anything?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. Well, Justin?
A few other things that I got is...
I'm scratching my fucking back. What?
Thought you were motioning something.
Not like that.
City of Heroes developer Paragon is closing at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, City of Heroes and City of Villains has been going on since 2004. It's something that I played way back in the day.
Yeah.
Actually, when I lived at that corner house over there by the magic shop.
Yeah.
some good times.
I knew a guy who was a gay biker. He made a gay biker superhero who would fly around in, like, chaps. Because you could dress a guy up in just about anything. And
yeah.
He'd wear assless chaps with, I think, jeans on underneath or something like that. And he'd have a little biker hat and the handlebar mustache and fly around.
That's kind
of
funny.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was something along the lines of the Violator, which just made me think of Spawn.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Who was not... What did they call him, the Violator?
But he wasn't actually a clown. He was...
I know he wasn't a clown. That was just his disguise.
Yeah, but that was what they just called a violator. He's like, I'm not the executioner or the decimator or the violator, whatever it was. It's been years. So,
been a long time since those comics came out.
John Leguizamo.
Yep. A couple other things. Torchlight 2 is coming out on PC.
Mm-hmm.
September 20th.
Nice.
And as I did propose, we could maybe like grab a copy of that to give away. Have somebody guess what Holly's real height is or something like that.
Yeah, then we'll have to put up a...
I'm sure we've said it before on one of our previous casts.
You said you're taller than a hobbit.
Yeah.
But I doubt that.
I am taller than a hobbit.
Mm-hmm. Freak hobbit.
So anyways, that's kind of cool. Torchlight 2 looks really good. I didn't get a chance to participate in the beta, but I'm pretty excited.
Nice. What else you got there?
I got a couple more things. Well, three more things. Fallout Lanius is a thing. And what Fallout Lanius is it's an independent movie made by a small-time like independent filmmaker out of Australia.
Yeah.
And he's getting the original voice for Lanius to do Lanius, which is kind of cool. And for those of you who don't remember New Vegas, Lanius was the...
Legate.
Yeah, well, I think the Legates were the commanders, weren't they?
No,
I
thought he was one of the Legates.
Well, anyways...
When we talked about it.
Well, you're thinking of the guy that comes in from New Canaan, and I can't remember what his name, the Burning Man.
Yeah, okay.
So I think the Legates are the commanders. But anyways, he's like the general of the Roman Legionnaires,
yeah.
Whatever the hell they're called. God, I suck. But anyways, there's going to be a movie that's going to be kind of obviously Fallout styled. They only need $10,000 to start, and I'm going to put a link on this episode. So if you guys are interested, you can check it out, see if you want to throw them a little bit of cash. I think it's kind of a cool deal. The what they've got going so far looks really neat.
Now, what Rex just whispered in my ear was, which was kind of awkward and gay, by the way, was...
good job, Rex.
That he was wondering, you know, that somebody had proposed something that if a Kickstarter is started and people donate money and it fails, do you think that the Kickstarter project should offer the money back? And, you know, that's a good question, Rex.
Thank you.
Yeah, and... the way I see it is that, I mean, well, just because they donated the money, I mean, the money could have gone into something to try and get it started, as long as it was not misappropriated.
Right.
You know, there might not be any money to get back. It could just be a failed venture, you know, because then
so
you're
I think one of those things that you should do before you start pumping money in that people are using towards the project is just sit on it, tell the appointed time, and see what happens before you make any promises.
But
or at least have a disclaimer.
Then doing something like that would actually keep a lot of people from wanting to create new things anyway.
But so interesting story I read on that, and I don't remember where the link is, but there was a failed project that recently, and what had happened is the money went into the project, and the thing with Kickstarter is you actually pay after the project says funded or whatever. The problem is one of those guys that funded this particular project pledged $10,000 and his check bounced. So the developer now has to come up with an extra $10,000 to make up for, because now he said, oh, I'm funded, the payments started posting, and that guy's check bounced, so he's got to come up with that extra $10,000.
That sucks.
So, which is a decent chunk of change.
Yeah.
But I see where you're coming from, but it already is in effect that it's not going to take
money
until it's funded.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just pledging at that point.
Yeah.
I've funded a couple things. I've probably thrown down $65 on Kickstarter.
Yeah. And then there was the one I funded was the Call Girl of Cthulhu, which I told you about. That was the horror comedy movie based on the Call of Cthulhu, but a guy meets a girl and he finds out she's like the
hell of the apocalypse.
Basically, she's supposed to usher in the the old ones. And it seems pretty funny, and so I donated a couple bucks towards it.
One of the other things, let me see what I want to talk about first. I got two bits left, and then I think you got one major bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Windows 8, and then move to the other thing.
Yeah, for it.
So Windows 8 users are getting access to live games this October.
Windows 8
users. But they're going to get access to select games on the Xbox Live system. And as you already know, and Trent's already demoed for me personally, there was a... You can basically access Xbox Live and see who's online, see your avatar.
Actually purchase as well. You can go through the Xbox Marketplace and stuff.
Now, some of those games, though, will be cross-compatible with PC, though.
Yeah.
So, they got a few of them. I'm not going to name them all, but, like, World of Keyflings, Angry Birds in Space, Disney Fairies, really prominent title, Dragon's Lair, Fruit Ninja.
I'm totally down with Dragon's Lair.
I am, too.
I used to love those games.
Gunstringer, Elo Milo, Pac-Man Championship DX Edition, which is awesome. Zombies and Toy Soldiers Cold War.
I don't know. I think Disney's Fairies is kind of enticing.
Well, that's why I wanted to include it in that list there. But the reason I did, though, is because there's a lot of... I hate to say this towards the developers, but just like nearly shareware games in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a few Shining Stars, like maybe five.
Yeah, I've gone through a lot of the indie arcade games, and there's some pretty god-awful, horrific things in there. I think they have one that the whole point is to like... was it call somebody on the, like, you know, it's simulator, but you're calling somebody and hitting on them to try and get a date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
So these are the games that they need to screen that shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Steam Greenlight's doing.
Yes. Nice segue.
So the reason I say that is Steam is a lot better with the indie titles on getting quality content out there. And for a while, pretty much anybody could submit their game to Steam and say, hey, do you want to produce this?
Yeah.
Well, now they're asking for $100 for users to submit their game, and then you vote on it. Now, I looked through a lot of projects the other day, and I was just trying to find something that seemed like a pretty good idea. The one that I landed on was called Unepic.
Yeah.
And Unepic was basically about a bunch of guys that are doing a D&D session in their basement. One guy goes to take a whiz, goes in there, the power cuts out, power comes back on, he's in a dungeon. So he's in the dungeon. It's very much like Castlevania style, with just an HD retextured 2D side-scrolling RPG adventure, kind of like old-school Castlevania.
Yeah.
So looking at that and seeing the boss fights and everything else, I was like, this is actually pretty fucking cool.
No, there's some other titles on there I was digging through. Like, for Holly, there's a Slender Man game that they're looking to bring it over.
Yeah.
So you should hop on there, find that, and vote on that. That's why I voted on.
And you said there's no way to actually search for it unless you, like, try and go through Google?
Well, go on Google, and you can do a search for Steam Slender Man, and it'll take you to the page. And I think you can actually just log in through the website if you want, and probably
vote. Well, you can do what I did, because I was looking for the link for that. And what I did is I typed in the link to it, or typed in Greenlight Unepic, and then the way that I found, or the way that I pulled it up in Steam is I just copied it over my Steam browser, just like you would in Chrome or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
IE or, you know, Firefox or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much wraps up on my news.
Yeah, I've got one last article, which was, stop looking at me, you fucking
You're talking.
Weirdo.
I'm sorry, I'm being polite.
God, no, you're just like, it's just like, yeah.
Huh?
That big fucking nose. Oh, it's okay.
Don't touch me. God damn it.
Anyway, she walked right into that again, just like the door with her big fucking nose. Anyways. So I've been on a pick on Holly kick, or I'm sorry, Jar Jar Holly. Or Jar Jar Tits, what's the name?
Jar Jar Boobs.
Jar Jar Boobs, that's what I called you at work. I walked into your office like, hey, Jar Jar Boobs, let's go smoke. Oh. And I said you were built like a Teen Titan today. So,
it's because of my small ass.
Yeah. All right. I feel so bad now. She's like a strip of bacon.
A strip of bacon?
Yeah, just like bubbled.
Am I like wavy?
Yeah, just kind of like bubbled and sweaty and stuff. Yeah.
And sweaty.
Yeah.
She's gonna take.
Hey, you know what? Everyone fucking loves bacon. I'm not offended.
Even pigs eat bacon, which is just kind of fucked up. Yeah.
She's gonna take her little red wagon and go home.
Or my big wheel.
Your big wheel. That's what Holly travels around is a big wheel.
It's my big wheel.
Yeah. You're like, oh shit, Holly's coming. So you're paddling up the street.
Could you fit in a big wheel?
Yeah, she could fit in a fucking big wheel. Come on.
Probably. I don't know. I haven't tried in a while.
You should.
I'm gonna say yes.
So
we should buy her.
So at 200 listen or 200 likes on Facebook, we'll put Holly in a big wheel and take pictures.
Yeah, we need to buy her.
We have to find a big wheel.
We need to buy her.
Still make sense?
Yes, they do.
We could probably just. I don't know. I'm sure they've got them at Walmart.
Yeah, no, they got them.
And you can just
Kmart or something.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
We need to buy her a big wheel for Christmas. Come on.
So once it like ices over,
dude, I would pimp the shit out of that.
Like once it ices over, like on the parking lot, put you out in your big wheel to see you do donuts in your big wheel.
Well, you remember what we used to do down at the old club that I used to DJ at? They had that long fucking car driveway that went up into the top of the building.
Yeah, you slid down.
And well, we get in that boat and just slide down into the parking lot. And sometimes we clear the parking lot and go out into the fucking downtown traffic. And it almost get run over every once in a while. But it was
really cool
fun.
Just to have the big wheel like behind someone's car. Acting like I'm driving all badass.
You know, I had a Rambo big wheel when I was a kid. I had machine gun
smoking
on.
My cigarette.
Yeah.
With my glasses on.
I can see her like,
the fuck
road
are you
rage.
Looking at? I have to have really loud music, though. I have to have, like, a stereo set.
You just have to attach your red wagon with some big speakers in the back.
You got, like that car. Little, like those miniature home stereos, just have that in the back.
Have, like, a boss.
With the fucking
like
D batteries.
Yeah, like, no, just get, like, a Bose back there with the fucking, like, what is it, the acoustic sound thing. Yeah. So it just carries everywhere.
I think it'd be better if it was ghettified, if it was like a boombox, a cassette tape.
Yeah, some of those really bad, like, fake spinners.
Yeah, there you go. She has too much swag for a boombox. She needs to have the little bug.
Put streamers on it.
You said I have too much swag?
Yeah, too much swag.
I don't have any swag.
Yeah, you do.
I am swagless.
Yeah, you got a swaggy.
I got a swaggy.
Yeah, you're a swaggy. Anyways, so my article is Valve Steam related, and what it is that Valve posted a new job article advertising for a position for an industrial engineer, basically. And what they were saying is that they've been very displeased with the lack of innovation in the PC world, not so much in gaming, but in hardware. So they want to see newer types of keyboards, newer types of joysticks, controller pads, and we might even go so far as to say maybe even cases, stuff like that. So definitely something to keep an eye out for as they start to focus on putting out peripherals.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested.
Yeah, I'm interested to see some branding, like game branding, actual individual IPs like Portal or Left 4 Dead, stuff like that. I'm very interested to see what they do with the mouse.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. What? This is not my voice. This is how I talk off the air.
Totally put
this
my
is not my video
button.
Voice.
I would totally put my button. It's like chili dog. Like, would you like a broth twist? Anyway, I can't do it.
No, you can't.
So, yeah. Okay.
You're fired.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's all of our news. We're going to jump into our question from last week, which was basically we talked about scare pranks and things that we have done that we're either ashamed of or really proud of to scare the shit out of somebody. Justin liked to pretend that he was leaving the house and scare his brother.
Yeah.
His little brother. Holly liked to terrorize somebody with a sincere phobia of clowns, who she is sort of related to through marriage.
Yep.
That's because you're an evil fog. Rex liked to traumatize people who had recently come back from the Middle East by waking them up with firecrackers and shining lights in their faces. So, what was he yelling? Islam or Jihad? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, which we did not agree with that. That was pretty horrible. And me, I do some really horrible shit to people. So, yeah.
So, what did everyone else say?
Well, Levi said, fake my own death, then pop out of the casket at my funeral.
Done that.
<that'd>
be awesome.
I'm going to paraphrase this because the grammar on this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But Josh says, basically he said, I got jumped by a gang trying to carjack me near a particular street here in town. He got injured and stabbed, and then fast forward, he's in the hospital ER. His mom's there with his girlfriend and people that he knows of, and his mom's pretty freaked out and says, as she was there, he told her about the attack, and he said he stone cold looked at her, bleeding and bruised, and told her the doctor said I wasn't going to make it. She flipped the fuck out. Good times.
That was a horrible paraphrase.
Yeah,
that was just almost as confusing.
It was. Well, it was. I was trying to read through there. There's just lots of dots.
Yeah.
But
lots of dots.
Lots of dots. Bob says every April Fool's Day, one of my friends has me call his mom. Tell her some story that'll make her freak out. One year I was a doctor telling her he got ran over by a forklift at work. One year as a cop telling her his house was broken into and he was shot before shooting and killed the intruder. And the list goes on. She freaks out like crazy every time. Doug says, rocking an ape suit, chill in the back seat of a car.
No, I have experience with guys in ape suits in
I
a non-sexual
too.
Way. And
one of the guys that used to play in my old band used to play in his ape suit on the drums.
Yes, that would be the guy. That's similar. Yeah, he was part of the thing I went and did as well.
It wasn't your guy.
It wasn't him. No. But actually, no. Him and Brad would. That's the reason they had those.
Oh.
They bought those together. You didn't know that.
I didn't
know that.
Yeah,
they didn't know that. That's where Cal got the. That's where Rob got the cow suit as well.
Nice.
Because he wanted to get the cow suit and. And Brad wanted the cow suits, so they got twin cow suits. And they
I used to have
cow
a
cow
suit
cow
with
ride.
The udders.
Yeah.
So they had cow suits and ape suits?
Yeah, and he would sit at the bar with the cow suit on. He's like, what are you waiting for? Here I am, milk me now. That's what he would do at the bar.
No, the cow suit thing is so prominent that my friend Rob got just nicknamed Cow Rob.
Yeah.
Like everybody just knows him as Cow Rob. This is like 10 years later, people still know him as Cow Rob.
Cow Rob.
Yeah, or Drunk Rob. But yeah, Cow Rob. And then, but with the monkey suit though, Brad was at the club one night with Rob, and they were dressed up in the monkey suits. And Brad was headbanging on the dance floor, and there's this big giant, like, I mean, I should, you know, probably a foot thick yellow divider bar that looks like it belonged in an industrial park, and he slammed his face right into it because he was just blind with the hat on, with the mask on, knocked out all of his front fucking teeth on the upper row. All gone. Now he's a game developer that worked on the original Call of Duty series and stuff like that, so he had pretty good insurance. So he got rushed out to the hospital. I had to wait for the club to close. I went by and I brought him a toothbrush and a get well soon card, you know, and he got his teeth replaced a week later.
Wow.
So, but yeah, that's good old Mr. Brad, bat boy.
Ape suits, yeah.
Ape suits and dentures.
Sam says, "I'm pregnant." That's a pretty scary prank. Nick says, "I always wanted to do that spinning car on ice from Out Cold trick."
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I like to call up ex-girlfriends and tell them I have incurable diseases. And,
and that they probably have them too.
And when they stop crying, it says, "Hey, you want to meet up for coffee, maybe?" And then bang them again.
Since I'm the only one.
I'm the only one you can ever be with
again.
Yeah,
I'm the only one you can ever be with again. Because no one will want you tainted. Actually, I only bring that because I know a guy who did that.
that was horrible. AIDS.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did that. And
that guy should burn.
Yeah, he didn't have it. I was just like, "You did what to who?" And he was like, "Yeah, I told her I had it." So I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" He's like, "Dude, I just miss her."
That's fucking creepy as shit.
I know. I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
That's terrible.
Dude, you should have seen her when she found out. That was the best part. Oh.
She flipped the fuck
out.
Dude,
his nuts took probably about two months to come back down. She fucking need him so fucking hard. It was funny.
They definitely deserve it.
Yeah, no shit.
So, in the realm of emails,
mm-hmm.
And people can email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. We got one from Ian. He says, "To the nasty one, the Trenolope, the drunk Rex that potentially played in a movie with Whoopi Goldberg and that fucking little badger that really needs to stop smoking.
He's passed
me and Left 4 Dead 2 with a comeback of the Concentry is going down in Dead Air Files. Ermagard.
Ermagard.
Ermagard."
That's a long sentence to read.
Well, Rex is now asleep. He's no longer here. He's fallen asleep.
Yep.
He's gone back inside.
Of course.
Toby's here.
So, gentlemen, drunk dinosaurs, Air Force members who would make the Canadians look like those ships from Independence Day, and of course, badgers. I would like to congratulate you on your 100th episode. Now that those past 100 are out of the way, you can concentrate on making the next 100 actually good. I mean, Christ.
It's not my dick, Ian.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Just kidding. Love the show. Ask your question.
My dick.
One time, my friend Keith and I went out across the state line to buy some fireworks. You know, not the real big kind, but the biggest that they had. And Keith is about to put it on all this one guy's tailpipe, and that's that point where Holly goes, "Ellis, honey, can this wait?"
See, you should have gone with the redneck accent. Then it just sounds like you, like, lost your normal accent and just slipped into your fake accent that you try and cover up your redneck one with. So now people think you really read like a redneck when you talk like for a little bit.
So anyways, as for my question for you, keeping with the Left 4 Dead 2 theme, going back home to be in a wedding in Chicago tomorrow, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if they had a Chicago-themed map pack? Maybe you're in Lower Wacker Drive, Batman car chase scene, or running the tracks in the loop. Maybe a firefight in North Michigan Avenue that leads to the top of the John Hancock building, 100 stories up.
Like Wacker and Hancock and all kinds of stuff.
Well, they're famous streets.
I know, I've been to Chicago. I'm critiquing Ian's fucking choice of fucking areas.
Well, Lower Wacker Drive is scary as fuck.
Now, we talked about this briefly off-air about the Wabash River.
Well, I was going to say, he says Wrigley Field. What place on earth would you think would make a kick-ass map?
Yeah.
With
Chicago, like, even I've been to Chicago. I love Chicago. Chicago's a great place. And it'd be cool to have a Wabash River run where you've got a... Because, you know, they got the bridges to go back and forth over the Wabash as you go along, but also a ferry run where you got zombies jumping off the thing. That'd be cool. But I would rather see it somewhere other than Chicago. I would go Colorado.
Yeah, and that might be something we could do. Maybe like the Gold Rush towns.
Yeah, just, you know, you start off in a populated area, but you're trying to get out, and you end up in eventually in, like, some mine areas, old mining communities.
Well, and one of the other places, like, you never really see a really urban environment in Left 4 Dead. It's always kind of small areas.
Yeah, it's like 3-4 houses.
Right, and, like, well, I mean, you got that one map that's, like, the motel, you know, off the highway.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have one where it was, like, a whole neighborhood.
Well, I think the
house-to-house kind of stuff, you know?
Well, I think the largest neighborhood that you really run into is on the original Left 4 Dead inside of Dead Toll. Before you go up to the bridge, before you, when you come out of the church, and there's a gas station, you come around to the business district, and then off on the left side is the houses, but there's really no reason to go over that far, because you turn around.
Right,
and
you get your self, your ass too far out in the boonies, and you're going to get raped by zombies.
Now, I'd rather see an open world map where there really isn't any goading in the direction you need to go, it's just kind of open world, so you can fuck yourself, you know, like 20 square fucking miles. Yeah, like we talked about Far Cry with a zombie mod.
Yeah, we were talking about that years ago.
Before
we started this show, we were like, we should do a Far Cry mod that's
basically
with zombies.
Yeah, we just never got around to it. But it would be fucking awesome.
That was back when I was making Left 4 Dead maps.
Yeah, 20 square miles of just fucking zombies. Because, I mean, in that game, you've got, like, mollies and the whole fire thing will spread and all that. It's great, you know?
No, the fire mechanics in Far Cry are something else.
Plus the automotive stuff where you have to repair the cars and all that. It's just, it's fantastic.
Just think about, like, if you were doing a Left 4 Dead map, like, say, like, Winter Park, Colorado.
Yeah.
And there's just snow everywhere. You're at, like, the top of the mountain. And then, you know, like, Mary Jane or something like that. Tank comes out of nowhere, and you have to actually, like, snowboard out of the way to get away from him.
Like the Olympics. Have Left 4 Dead at the Olympics.
It's a terrible idea.
Like, you know,
hit the ramp.
Lugeing zombies and...
To see them put their hands to
the
sides.
You would die so fucking fast. Do you not realize
zombies
those zombies...
With bongs in their hands.
If the Olympians don't get eaten by the zombies, you're going to be the only one left behind because all of the other Olympians
if all
are
the
going
Olympians,
to be...
Okay, the Olympians are fit, lean machines.
Yeah,
if they get taken
they're
going to
run the fuck
if
away.
If they get taken out by zombies, I'm just like, holy shit, there's no hope for fucking humanity if all
you
the gold medalists get
I don't
taken
think
out.
They will get taken out by the zombies, which is why you're going to be left behind and the zombies are going
to
run after you.
Why'd you have to bring up Kirk Cameron? Why'd you have to do that?
So you guys both left behind.
The Tribulation Force. Sorry.
So one of the things that you guys just brought up that would make something really interesting is if you had like a whole city, like say a Raccoon City map, that would be fucking badass.
They have one. Yeah.
Okay. So, but during the spread of the infection, so as people are turning, like you have the crowds of people going, you have cars like going all over the place, like pure fucking chaos.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
But you're heading into town to like go grab somebody.
Yeah.
That would be pretty kick-ass because you wouldn't know who's friend or foe. You see people running. You don't know if they're a zombie or not yet. You see people getting chomped. You could have a bigger horde of zombies doing that and only have to worry about some of them.
Yeah.
But just using the chaos to your advantage to kind of maneuver around would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that new Walking Dead game that they're having come out, I mean, it's going to be at the start of the infection. So
that could be neat.
Yeah.
They might have something like that because I know you're supposed to basically try and survive more than actually attack. You know, there's limited ammo, stuff like that. So it might have something like that where
it's
you're
kind of like Dead Island
a lot of chaos going around.
There was more survival going on because you didn't always kill everything.
No, I usually just beat what I needed to death and conserve my ammo. But in the Walking Dead game, it'd be nice to see them use something like, you know, the infection has started and people are just going apeshit and using that to your advantage. So, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I go with Colorado, nice mining town, you know, I mean, a whole spread of maps, like starting a big area like Denver and work your way out. And then we can also, like, you know, talk about local maps. Like we were when we were off the air, because we were talking about Center of the Universe, downtown Tulsa.
Yeah.
And how, yeah, that could be a holdout point where you're waiting for the train to come by so you can jump off into the cart and get away.
Yeah, which would be
pretty
epic.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty epic. Because, you know, the Center of the Universe here in town is this way that's basically designed to be a giant echo box. So it's basically, when you're staying in one place, you can hear everything amplified. So if you're firing guns, it's just constant ringing the entire time in the game.
You could always ring that
door knocker on it. Yeah, to start it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just boom. That starts the whole thing.
That would suck.
Yeah. It'd be funny as hell. So, but yeah, so that's our that's our answer for Ian. If I say we recycle that one for the question for next week.
Yep.
Because that's a good one. I like that. So if you could do a real life city map for Left 4 Dead, what would it be? Where would it be? It could be multiple areas within a state. Doesn't matter. Let us know that. We have our Facebook and our Twitter that you can leave that on, as well as our email that you can, what is that, the teabag@tiltcast.com?
Yeah.
Teabag@tiltcast.com, yeah. twitter.com/tiltcast, facebook.com/tiltcast.
Yep.
Tiltcast.com, and on iTunes, search Tiltcast, the same on Stitcher.
Awesome, yeah. And for this week, we're going to be doing our gauntlet on this Saturday, which is, what was the date again for that?
That is going to be the 8th at 10 p.m. I'll be a little bit late for the Steam.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Gauntlet. Central. Yeah.
But yeah. Me yeah. and Rex for sure are going to be doing some co-op Team Fortress 2.
On Steam.
Which is free.
Yep.
And then you're going to be doing Left 4 Dead 2, and Holly, you're not sure what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going
to
do yet.
Yeah, but just to explain, you just said I'm going to be doing Left 4 Dead 2, but I'm going to be doing Left 4 Dead 2 on Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do two platforms one night, PC and Xbox. So for the Steam accounts, just hop on our website, tiltcast.com. You can find our Steam tags on there. You probably want to grab Rex's and Justin's.
Yeah, I'm going to update Rex's here pretty quick. It'll be updated by the time the show's posted.
Yeah. Which we're posting this one late. So.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of stuff to do. Anyway, so with that, we're going to go ahead and just jump over into our shout-outs.
Shout-outs, we've got thecarouselpodcast.com, we got elseworldspodcast.com, For the Love of Gaming, we have bmfcast.com, along with noquarters.net, extraplay.info, and tvgp.tv. They do good things.
And combatfoundations.org.
For...
Oh my god.
Benefiting underprivileged children.
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
I don't even care about it. I just hear you talk about it so much. It's stuck in my head.
Yeah, well, you know, it helps them.
Yeah.
And they need it.
Yeah. So, and that's it. That's a wrap.
That's our 100th episode.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Yeah,
see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.